Reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues Incorporated is prohibited. Fayetteville Woodpeckers Baseball is live from the sandhills of North Carolina to the coastal plains and from state line to state line. This is the Fayetteville Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Welcome to the Woodpeckers pregame show. Getting you set for first pitch. Let's send you out to the stadium.
Baseball is back in downtown Fayetteville for 2024. Tonight, the fifth season of Segra Stadium begins, and the Woodpeckers play host to the Charleston River Dogs. Hi, everybody. Welcome inside the Woodpeckers Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman, delighted to be with you once again for the 2024 season. Tonight, game one of 66 in the regular year inside the friendly confines. And Fayetteville gets ready to take on the three-time defending Carolina League champion Charleston River Dogs, single-A affiliate of the Astros and the Tampa Bay Rays, going toe-to-toe here tonight. Our broadcast is live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network, FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com, and the MILB app, where you can find our radio feed all season long for all 132 home and road games. And we are also live tonight on MILB.TV, where you can watch the game in HD video quality by subscribing now. If you were with us over the weekend, Fayetteville found a way to take 2 of 3 against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Always a tough venue, Pelicans Ballpark. It was the Woodpeckers' first series victory inside that building since 2019. So Ricky Rivera and his squad return home, trying to grab the upper hand against the South Division River Dogs. Both of these teams 2-1, and Fayetteville can grab sole possession of first place in the very early going of the first half schedule with a win tonight. We'll get into starting pitching matchups and also starting lineups in a little bit, but first we will step aside for a quick pause, and when we come back, our pregame conversation with manager Ricky Rivera. Rivera returns to the Woodpeckers for his second season after commanding the club to a 60-win year last year. He is the first manager ever to return for his second season in Woodpeckers franchise history. We talk about that and break down a young group of ballplayers and who to watch for in this one. That's coming up next, our conversation with the skipper Ricky Rivera on the Woodpeckers pregame show. Fayetteville and Charleston squaring off tonight, 6:05 at Segra, coming up shortly on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Follow the Fayetteville Woodpeckers on social media for team news, highlights, ticket information, promotions, and more. The Woodpeckers can be found on Facebook by searching Fayetteville Woodpeckers, as well as on Twitter at WoodpeckersNC and Instagram at Fayetteville Woodpeckers. You can also follow the team's all-new TikTok page at Fay Woodpeckers. For more information on how to access your favorite Carolina League team on social media, visit MILB.com/Fayetteville.
Welcome, everybody, into the Woodpeckers Clubhouse and the Manager's Office for our first coaches show of the 2024 season here on the Woodpeckers pregame show. Andrew Chapman joined by the second-year manager. It is Ricky Rivera. Ricky, good to see you again, sir. Wanted to first just chat about your return. We'll get into some of the players and the team opening weekend in Myrtle Beach, but you're back for a second year, first manager in Woodpeckers history to return for a second season, and I think just chatting with you, going back to last year, you know, you had an interest right away in returning to the club this year, familiar with the area, going back to your days as a pro baseball player. You know, ultimately not your decision where you end up year after year in the Astros system, but what appealed to you about coming back to Fayetteville for a second season?
Well, it's always exciting, you know, to come back here. Obviously, our facilities are second to none, you know, the fans, the league, the travel. But to me in particular, it's like the level, the mix of like having that rookie ball age-wise in a roster and stuff like that, combined with, you know, giving them their first experience and how to be a pro, that's enticing to me. That's fun to me, and teaching these guys how to do that on a day-to-day basis in their first full season, you know, giving them their first taste of what it actually should look like, and trying to develop those habits that'll hopefully they can carry on through their career and only get better as they move level to level. So obviously, I don't control where I go. I don't take my job for granted. I'm living my dream. So are these kids. So wherever they send me is where I'll go. But I really wanted to come back to Fayetteville. Obviously, this felt comfortable to me. It felt kind of like homish, especially after playing here for a full summer as well. So it's fun to be back, and it's good to be back.
And to round out the coaching staff, you bring back Zach Wilkins, the pitching coach for the Woodpeckers this year. Andrew Kreshy up from the Florida Complex League. He's your hitting coach this season. And Jeff Calhoun from not far, Campbell University, comes over to be the development coach this year. First weekend is in the books, three games out in Myrtle Beach, and the Woodpeckers found a way to go grab a series. They win two of three games on the road in Myrtle, 10 runs on Friday, 10 runs on Sunday, and you guys sprayed 35 hits around the diamond as well. What was your impression just of what the lineup did and your guys' ability to generate some offense to start the year in what's historically been a tough ballpark for the Woodpeckers?
Yeah, it's tough to play there. I mean, like we talked about last year and going into the series, it's always tough to play there just for the fact that it feels like a vacation. You stay in front of the hotel, you stay in front of the beach. Yeah. There's so much to do around the area. There's Putt-Putt Central over there. There's so much to do. So it's like always tough to keep the main thing there, especially for young guys, you know. Going finally leaving Florida or leaving Dominican Republic, you know, like they're like, oh, this is what it looks like. This is fun. But the guys did a good job sticking together. You know, we're going to have super high highs, super low lows. I've told them as long as they're playing hard and they're playing together, I have no issues coaching them through that stuff. And, you know, I'll make mistakes myself. Ran us out of a couple innings down there as well. But the guys responded well. They kept playing hard. They kept playing for each other. And it's a young group. It's a super young and fun group. And sometimes when you're young like that, you become a little fearless. And I think this group has a little bit of that.
Yeah, you described it well. You know, Myrtle Beach, it is kind of a vacation city. It was a little cold when we were down there. The pool was under renovation, so it wasn't quite the vacation that we'll be used to when we go back down there in June. But you mentioned the youth of the team. I wanted to dive a little deeper into that with you. You know, we were chatting just a couple of days ago, and you had a good line that was like, you know what, we're young enough to feel like we're in every single game. And there's a passion and a fire in the group that's just happy to be out there playing baseball. Some of these guys, 18, 19 years old. Can you describe just the competitive intensity that a lot of these young guys are bringing into the clubhouse, playing full-season pro ball for the first time in their careers and in front of crowds for the first time for a lot of these guys, and just the mentality that this team has early on?
Yeah, well, these guys play hard, man. They play hard. I saw it in spring training. I saw it in prospect camp. I saw it in the strength camp. Everything they do, they compete. You know, they have a good routine about themselves on their day-to-day basis already. They have that, like, swagger to themselves that, like, you could tell them something and you're like, did he get it? I don't know. But then when they go out there and play, you're like, oh, he got it, you know, like, you understand. I mean, obviously going out there on the road playing those first three games was good preparation for what they're going to see moving forward. Obviously big crowds and pressure situations and playing at night and weather is going to be either cold, raining, or whatever it is. So it's like we talked about, you know, the group is young, but I'm not going to use them being young as an excuse. I'm going to use that as a motivation for them and a challenge for them. Because once you step into pro baseball, there's no like, oh, he's just 18, he's just 19. No, you're pro baseball. So you're playing the same field as a couple 24-year-olds like I'm sure we'll see this week.
Wanted to touch on just a couple of the players that fans can get used to seeing on the diamond throughout this week against the River Dogs. Let's touch on Chase Jaworski. He's the fifth-round pick from last year. He'll get probably the majority of his starts at shortstop for the Woodpeckers. What stood out to him, or what has stood out to you about him just defensively and the approach that he's taking in his first full season?
Yeah, so Chase is a good mover. It doesn't always look like the prettiest, but he gets it done. I like how he goes about his business, especially on the field. You know, Chase will ask questions. There's still a maturing process with all of these guys, including Chase, Bush, whoever you want to name, you know, Hernandez, Nunes, all of them, because they've never seen anything outside of rookie ball. So there's a maturing process to them. But the way they're attacking their day to day, especially, you know, Chase, like you mentioned, it's impressive to me. It's fun to watch, you know, a guy that's locked in from first pitch to the last pitch, regardless of his at-bats. That's really cool to see, you know. Like, baseball's a sport of failure. You get 10 at-bats, you miss 7 times, you get 3 hits, you might be a Hall of Famer, you know. You're probably an All-Star. So that means you're failing way more than you're succeeding. And these guys are handling failure well at an early stage. We'll see this week. Obviously, it brings a brand-new challenge. But, yeah, Chase will be manning either second short for us. So he'll be, you know, playing that middle infield for us for as long as he's here.
We didn't see any starters go too long during the Myrtle Beach series. Longest one was Elaine Pena on Sunday going into the fourth inning. But guys are still being built up. They're trying to find the feel and the location. But the bullpen really stood out to me on Sunday. You had Yuriel Santos go 4 scoreless. And then Abel Mercedes came in, and he was touching nearly 100 miles an hour. in a kind of a cold night in Myrtle Beach. So he really popped. Langford was also a guy, Colby Langford, that came in at a couple of runners on spots and got out of innings for you. What do you like about the bullpen and especially kind of the back end and the ability to close down games this year?
Yeah, our bullpen's good, man, and these guys aren't scared, man. Like much of our lineup, they just aren't scared. Like Kelly Austin goes out there, his first outing, he's got to go bases loaded with one out. You know, that's his first pro ball outing out here, and he goes out there and does his thing. Colby goes out there and throws two appearances in one weekend. Doesn't look like he missed a beat. You know, like Abel Mercedes goes out there, competes in the zone, and that's my main thing with them. It's like, obviously, we're going to focus on the development on these kids and stuff like that, but we always talk about competing on the mound. But you can't compete if you're not throwing strikes.
Right.
So if you're not throwing strikes, you can say you're competing, but you're actually not. So these guys go out there, and then when they compete in the zone, they're going to be pretty good. And hopefully we don't see these guys for too long here. You know, like I think I have a pretty special group, especially on the back end of the bullpen, that can hopefully help the Astros at the MLB level here in 2 or 3 years.
All right, it's the second-year manager of the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, Ricky Rivera, joining us here on the pregame show. Thanks so much for catching up, Ricky. Congrats again on your return, and maybe just sleeping in the clubhouse tonight. It's an 11:05 tomorrow with a bunch of kids in the building.
Yeah, I packed the ibuprofen for tomorrow, but it should be a fun week.
All right, Ricky Rivera, thanks so much for sitting down. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. We'll do these conversations before each homestand going forward. Thanks, Ricky.
Say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
H&H Homes, one of the largest home builders in North and South Carolina, based out of Fayetteville and a proud partner of the Woodpeckers, with over 30 neighborhoods to choose from, ranging from the 160s to the mid-300s. Discover why over 7,000 families have decided to call an H&H home home since 1992. Don't wait to learn more. Visit them online at hhhomes.com or follow them on Facebook and Instagram. H&H Homes, building homes with more livability, more sustainability, and more value.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Straight from the ballpark, it's time to dig in for some Woodpeckers baseball.
A three-run home run! And full, right field! That ball is gone! Here comes the cutoff throw to the plate. He dives in, and he is saved. He's saved.
He's onto the warning track, at the wall, leaping up, and he brought it back.
Down the line, and Matthews has walked it off for the Woodpeckers.
Now, here's the voice of the Woodpeckers, Andrew Chapman.
It's time for the 2024 home opener in downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. Tonight, the fifth season of professional baseball at Segra Stadium begins. It's the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, the single-A affiliate of the Houston Astros, playing host to the Charleston River Dogs, the single-A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays. Once again, we welcome you inside the Woodpeckers' Zara Law Firm booth. Hello, everybody. Andrew Chapman, delighted to be with you for another season. Fayetteville returns home after opening weekend on the road in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where they grabbed 2 of 3 from the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the Chicago Cubs affiliate. Fayetteville, with a series in hand, will try and get the upper hand on the defending Carolina League champions. In fact, the three-peat champs, the River Dogs, for three straight seasons, 21, 22, and 23, have earned the Carolina League crown. And today, Fayetteville will try and grab the upper hand, go to 3-1 against their South Division opponents. Right-hander Derek True gets the start today for the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in his single-A debut. 18th round draft pick last year out of Cal Poly and originally from Santa Barbara, California. So the first real full season for Derek True in his professional career begins tonight. And let's go ahead and meet the Charleston River Dogs that he faces. They're starting nine. Leading off, playing at shortstop, will be Adrian Santana. The third baseman is Ricardo Gonzalez. He hits second. Trey Morgan is third, and he'll play at first. Angel Mateo hits cleanup and is out in center field. Rodelis Martinez, the designated hitter, is fifth. Carlos Colmenares, the second baseman, bats sixth. And the 7 through 9 are Noah Myers out in right field, Adalys Piguero in left field, and Brian Brecker, the catcher, rounding it out for the Charleston River Dogs. Charleston is led by second-year manager Sean Smedley, who led them to the Carolina League title last year in his first year. And he's back for his second season. Digging into the left side is Adrian Santana, and we are just about ready to go. Awesome pregame ceremony. Both full rosters introduced, a beautiful national anthem, and even a flyover to cap it all off. We are ready for baseball in downtown Fayetteville. First pitch of the night is out, and off we go. A little bit low, ball one. First pitch time tonight, 6:08 p.m., 68 degrees in downtown Fayetteville. Slightly overcast, a little bit of light rain early in the afternoon, but nothing in the forecast for later tonight. Derek True, working exclusively out of the stretch, comes home, and a foul ball sprayed off to the left by Adrian Santana. Derek True brings a four-pitch mix to the plate, four-seam fastball and three off-speed varieties, slider, curveball, and changeup for the 22-year-old, and he's getting ready to celebrate a birthday on April 25th. Fastball down and inside at 97 on the stadium radar gun. Two balls and one strike on Santana. Santana, the lefty, originally from the state of Florida. And here's the pitch. He takes an inside fastball for a called strike. Our home plate umpire tonight is Dylan Reeves. And on the bases is Brandon Spevic. The two-man umpiring crew in the black ball caps, black polos, and dark gray pants. Derek True eyes in and throws the 2-2. He struck him out. Changed speeds and fainted a changeup in below the zone. So one up, one down, a strikeout for Derek True. And now it is Ricardo Gonzalez stepping in. Gonzalez also batting left and playing over at third. For our radio audience tonight, Fayetteville has broken out those classic white uniforms on opening night. The black ball cap with the Woodpecker logo on the front. White uniform, Woodpeckers in white, outlined in black across the chest of the uniform. Black numerals outlined in red, nameplates as well. A black belt, white pant, and black pinstripe down the side of the leg. First pitch curve floated a little bit inside on Ricardo Gonzalez, and it is 1-0. True straightens up, pitches. And a fastball is high and outside, two balls and no strikes. Meanwhile, Charleston, they are wearing the road grays, a navy blue helmet with the River Dog logo on the front, gray uniform. with the navy blue Charleston outlined in yellow across the chest. Same for the numbers, a navy belt, gray pant, and the navy pinstripe down the side of the leg. 2-0 challenge fastball towards the top of the zone, and Gonzalez cuts through it. Two balls and one strike. Back-to-back lefties at the top of the order for True. Gonzalez, originally from Venezuela, he was with the Florida Complex League Rays last year. He takes a strike, and it's all level. Two balls and two strikes. An international free agent signing for Tampa back in 2022. 2-2 count, infield pulled around to the right side, and on a slight flinch, a pitch is low, and they do appeal late. He did not go. Three balls and two strikes. The River Dogs were second-half champions in the Carolina League last year. It was Myrtle Beach taking the South Division in the first half. Charleston actually had the worst record in the league over the first 66 games last year, and then they changed their roster a little bit following the draft. They got hot at the right time, go on to win another title. 3-2 pitch popped up, third base side foul territory, drifting over the netting and onto the top of the dugout. Three balls and two strikes. Meanwhile, for the Woodpeckers, they were able to get to the 60 win mark a season ago under Ricky Rivera. Full count as True delivers. And a ground ball hit right back to him. Tries to sweep behind his back and make the play. It rolls by him, and it's scooped up by Hernandez and thrown on to first. Shortstop backs up his pitcher. And Derek True records a pair of outs quickly. And as Trey Morgan steps to the plate, let's work you around the Fayetteville defense. Alejandro Nunez, he's the left fielder tonight. Kenny Gomez plays in center. And Neomar Ochoa Jr. is the right fielder. Wander Luciano, top 30 prospect, he's at third. Xavier Casarella across the diamond at first. Alberto Hernandez, the shortstop. Chase Jaworski gets his first start of the year over at second base, and doing the catching is Will Bush. That pitch fouled off to the left to the top of the screen, and Trey Morgan starts behind, nothing and one. Morgan also a left-handed hitter. Three straight lefties sent to the plate at the top of Sean Smedley's lineup card. Trey Morgan is originally from New Orleans. Third round pick out of LSU. He played for one of the top college programs in state. True pumps in a 97 mile per hour fastball. That was the scouting report coming in. True has good velocity, 96, 97 consistently. He's ahead 0-2, trying for the 1-2-3 inning, and oh, it was just outside. Looked like home plate umpire Dylan Reeves was getting ready to flinch and ring him up. Had second thoughts. One ball and two strikes on a tough take for Trey Morgan. Morgan, the third round draft pick, with a pretty wide stance, bends that back left knee. Infield swung around to the pull side again, the 1-2 pitch. A swing and a foul tip. His helmet pops off his head as he made contact. And he lives to see another. And as that helmet pops off, you see the great hairdo for Trey Morgan. He's got the bleach blonde flowing hair sticking out the back of that navy blue Charleston helmet. True has thrown 16 pitches. He's had to labor but has not allowed a base runner. Two on, bases empty, top one. Another two-strike pitch. That shorts the plate. He spiked a slider. Two balls and two strikes. Will Bush, the guy in charge of doing the pitch blocking tonight. He started the first two games of the season in Myrtle Beach and got the day off on Sunday. So Bush is refreshed, couple days of rest out of the Monday off day. 2-2, True pitches. That one is lifted off to the left and out of play. 97 miles an hour once again. The velocity consistent for Derek True. Stands 6'2", 180 pounds out there on the mound. This is just his third professional game. He played in two games, brief appearances in the FCL. Goes off speed and a curveball is spoiled off. What a battle. Derek True actually had plans after his time at Cal Poly to go to the University of Georgia in the SEC and play as a grad transfer had he not wound up being drafted. But he went in the 18th round, and the opportunity to become a pro presented itself. On the eighth pitch of the at-bat, a 2-2 to Morgan. Strikes him out swinging. High fastball above the zone at 97. Derek True goes 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts, and it's time for the Woodpeckers to go to the bat rack for the first time in 2024 at Segra Stadium. You're tuned in to Woodpeckers Baseball, live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Back in a moment.
Stadium, the best bird in the world. Let's give a 2024 welcome to Bunker. Fans, do you want free tacos? Well, here's your chance. If the Woodpeckers score 3 runs tonight, all fans in attendance will win a free taco from El Cazador. If the magic number hits, fans will receive a coupon on their way out tonight. Coupons are redeemable at any of their locations here in Fayetteville. Say, we want tacos with me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Leading off the bottom of the first inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 14, Kenny Gomez.
Charleston goes scoreless in the top of the first inning. Derek True strikes out a pair, and now the Woodpeckers step to the plate. It leads off with Kenny Gomez, and the first pitch is low, 96 miles an hour, offered up by T.J. Nichols, the right-hander, also making his single-A debut tonight in the Rays system. Gomez fouls a pitch off of his foot, and it goes to 1-1. Gomez, Oliver Carrillo, and then Wander Luciano, the top three of Ricky Rivera's lineup card. Xavier Cassarella hits cleanup. Alejandro Nunez, 5. Chase Jaworski, 6. It's rounded out by Neomar Ochoa Jr., Alberto Hernandez, and Will Bush. Gomez takes a little low and inside on 95, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Both of these lineups are going to have to deal with some mid to upper 90s velocity between True and Nichols. 2-1 pitch fouled off to the left. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Gomez. He's coming off a nice 4-hit weekend to get his season started out in Myrtle Beach. Swings early on a breaking ball, and after the snapped off breaker for T.J. Nichols, Kenny Gomez goes down with a wave. Here comes Oliver Carrillo. T.J. Nichols is a 6'5" right-hander out of the University of Arizona. He was drafted in the 6th round by the Rays last year, originally born in Carmichael, California, and went to go play his college ball out in the desert. He made 3 appearances, 2 starts with the Florida Complex League Rays last year. High pop fly first base side off the bat of Carrillo, drifting beyond the on-deck circle and onto the roof of the Avex Club. Carrillo is DHing today. He's the only Woodpecker to homer so far this year. Fayetteville had a whole lot of singles, making up their 35 hits over the opening weekend series. Carrillo is the only guy to go deep. The 0-1 coming home. Fouls it straight back. Nothing in two. T.J. Nichols, in his brief stint in pro ball last summer, did not allow a run in the Florida complex. Gave up just 2 hits and struck out 4. Spins a breaking ball low. 3-pitch mix for Nichols. He has a 4-seam fastball, the curveball, and the changeup. So not too many pitches to try and guess when you're at the plate. Pretty simple variety as the 1-2's offered up. Carrillo swings and fouls it at the plate. Keeps it at one ball and two strikes. Oliver Carrillo, originally from Mazatlan, Mexico. And he came over in a trade with the San Diego Padres earlier this year for future considerations. Now the 1-2 home. Curveball dives low. And it's two balls and two strikes on Carrillo. His home run in Myrtle Beach was a mammoth shot. No doubter over the left field grandstand. As the 2-2 gets him looking, Nichols spins a breaking ball on the inner half of the plate. And he started his day with back-to-back strikeouts. So good start as Wander Luciano steps to the plate. Let's work you around the Charleston Diamond. Out in left field is a Dallas Peguero. In center field, Angel Mateo. And out in right, that's Noah Myers. First pitch coming into Luciano. Takes a strike. Over at third, Ricardo Gonzalez. The shortstop is Adrian Santana. At second base, Carlos Colmenares. First baseman, Trey Morgan. And doing the catching for the River Dogs is Brian Brecker. Line drive hit well out of the opposite field. That gets over the head of Myers and one hops the wall. It got out there so quickly that Luciano has to hold for a single. But he smoked that baseball, registered at 103 coming off of the barrel. Wander Luciano with a pair of hits out in Myrtle Beach. He is one of the top-ranked prospects in the active roster right now for Fayetteville. He comes in inside the top 20 on MLB.com at just 19 years old. Showing some nice opposite field pop. And now the cleanup hitter, Xavier Casarella, takes the first pitch on the inner half. A changeup, it looked like. No, that was the fastball in its own one. Casarella batting right, playing over at first base. Big opening night game for him. The 0-1. Foul tips off the mitt of Brecker. He had two doubles, all a part of a three-hit game. 3-for-6 on opening night. That was on Friday in the 10-3 win. Here's the 0-2. And he looks at a pitch just inside. It was close. Nichols started stepping towards the dugout, thinking he had strike three. Xavier Casarella, originally from Grapevine, Texas, and an undrafted free agent signing for the Astros last year out of Seminole State Junior College. The 1-2 pitch, a bouncing ball hit out to shortstop. Two skips for Santana, flips the short way to second base for the force out, and the inning is over. Fayetteville grabs a two-out single from Wander Luciano, strand a runner, and we're scoreless after one tonight in Fayetteville. River Dogs coming up, 0-0 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for tonight's game, Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Fans, be sure to stick around after the game where we'll be kicking off the season with an amazing fireworks show. So stick around after the final out. On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Derek True. leading off the top of the second inning for the River Dogs, the center fielder, number 34, Angel Mateo.
Derek True continues his single-A debut in Fayetteville this evening in the home opener. Set down all three River Dogs he faced in the first, but had to use 20 pitches to get through those top three in the order. Here's a pop-up first base side foul territory on the first pitch. Casarella drifts over to the railing, got a little bit tied up, and missed his chance at making a play. Casarella, that is, went all the way over to the railing. Looked like he was getting ready to reach over the railing to make a catch, and then that baseball ended up a little bit behind his shoulder back towards the field of play. Casarella will return to a spot play off of that line at first, and they shade Jaworski over towards the middle. First righty that True has faced tonight. Angel Mateo swings and fouls it behind him, and it's nothing and two. Derek True showing off good velocity tonight. He was touching 96-97 consistently in that first inning. Goes up against Angel Mateo, originally from the Dominican Republic. He strikes him out with a slider down and outside. Three strikeouts already for True in his first four faced. A great start to his night, and now Rodalys Martinez will stand in. Another lefty for the top five hitters in the order batting left. Here's True delivering, and a check swing fouled backwards by Martinez. Martinez originally from Santa Clara, Cuba. He's doing the DHing today. Shortstop Hernandez now shades towards the middle, and the third baseman Luciano off of the line. Pitches down to the dirt. That was something that we noticed over the weekend in Myrtle Beach is how much this Fayetteville team shifts around. Of course, with the new rules that were implemented last year, you do have to have two players on each side of the diamond, and all infielders' feet must be on the dirt. You can't put a guy in the shallow outfield. 1-1. And a high pop fly out into short center field. Jaworski from second drifts out, gives way to the oncoming Ochoa. Right fielder calls everybody off, finds the spot, and makes the catch. There's two away in the second. Well, Derek True has set down all five River Dogs that he has faced to begin the evening. And now he squares up against his fifth left-handed batter of the night, Carlos Colmenares. Colmenares batting sixth and playing over at second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the screen. 95 on that fastball from Derek True. Racking up the strikeouts early, the Woodpeckers actually led the entire Carolina League circuit in the first weekend in total strikeouts. They fanned 48 batters across three games. 0-2 pitch, he changed speeds and went with the curve, swing and miss. No balls and two strikes on Colmenares. He was on the 2023 Rivercats roster, returns for this season, originally from San Felipe, Venezuela. And an international free agent signing by the Rays in 2021. Here's the 0-2. He got him looking. Fastball right down Hay Street. Four strikeouts and six up, six down for Derek True. No score after 1.5 in the home opener, Segra Stadium. We're back in a moment.
Segra provides Segra Stadium with free public Wi-Fi. Log on now by selecting hashtag GoSegra. Take a look at the video board. These two lucky fans are sitting in the coolest seats in the house. You've won a tumbler courtesy of Blanton's. Call Blanton's for all your air conditioning, plumbing, and electrical needs. I see you. So cool. Someday you'll pay the price, I know. Now show us those tumblers. Shake them, man. Shake them. Closing the door, you leave the world behind. the mound for the River Dogs, T.J. Nichols. Leading off the bottom of the second inning for the Woodpeckers, the left fielder, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
Left-handed batter Alejandro Nunez leads off the bottom of the second inning, attacks the first pitch from T.J. Nichols and lifts it way up into the air along the third baseline. A miscommunication between Santana and Gonzalez, and it splits the two infielders, falling to the grass. Nunez catches a break on the defensive miscue. It was way up there. And Santana and Gonzalez said, I got it, you got it, we've got it, looked at each other, and it dropped to the dirt. So Fayetteville picks up a free base runner. And now it's Chase Jaworski into the left side, the 19-year-old fifth-round pick from 2023. First at bat inside of Segra Stadium. Takes low on an 87-mile-per-hour changeup, and it's 1-0. Jaworski picked up a base hit on Saturday night in Myrtle Beach, his only of the series. Misses a little bit low again, and it's two balls and no strikes. He was ranked as the number 29 prospect in the Astros system, according to MLB.com, entering this new season. Infield, double play depth for the River Dogs. The 2-0, that is, drifts outside. Three balls and no strikes. Jaworski attended Rock Canyon High School. He was going to go to Utah Valley State prior to signing pro. Here's the 3-0, that is, and he takes the entire way. Change up on the outside corner. Three balls and a strike. A bluff down at first. Pitches down to the dirt, and that's ball four to Jaworski. The Woodpeckers have put two on to start the inning. Jaworski was able to draw a couple of walks during that Myrtle Beach series as well, and he has shown some good plate discipline as just a 19-year-old. That's a similar trait to one Ryan Clifford, who was a 19-year-old youngster on the Woodpeckers roster at the start of last season. We got a pitch clock violation on the batter here. Neomar Ochoa Jr. did not step into the box and be set by the 8-second mark, and that is the first pitch clock violation that's gone against Fayetteville this year. They played it cleanly over the weekend. Here's the 0-1 and the first pitch to Ochoa. And with a blink, he's down nothing and two. Force it all bases. First and second, nobody out, no score, bottom two. And the pitch from Nichols. Outside, sails beyond Brecker, ricochets back his way. Both runners will advance. Nunez heads to third and Jaworski to second base. That pitch, when it got by Brecker, shot right back to him. And that is one of the unique features of Segra Stadium. It is a very tight net directly behind home plate. There's no padding. And when baseballs get by the catcher, that net springboards it back to you like you're throwing it a pitch back in your backyard. It can work as an advantage sometimes when a runner tries to break from third and score on those wild pitches. Slider misses outside. And for those playing at Segra Stadium for the very first time, it almost always catches a catcher's off guard. Two balls and two strikes on Neomar Ochoa. He had a pitch clock violation at the start of the at-bat. Pitch misses low, and it's now full. With runners at second and third, the force killed. Charleston has to bring their entire infield to the cut of the grass. Ochoa calls for time. You get one of those as a batter. You get a maximum of three pickoffs as a pitcher, but if you don't successfully record an out on the third pickoff, it is ruled a buck. If you're following along last year, all the same rules apply this year. Now at the big league level as well. 3-2 pitch, sweeps to the outside. Ball four, and they are loaded. The defensive miscue to start the inning is followed up with back-to-back walks. That's a tough one for T.J. Nichols to lose. He was ahead 0-1 before even throwing a pitch and then had Ochoa 0-2. He ends up losing him, and Alberto Hernandez, the eight hitter, will come up in a big spot here. And Neomar Ochoa Jr., a little bit on his background as he now stands at first. He is only 18 years old. He is the youngest player on the roster. He was born in July 31st of 2005. That'll make anybody feel old when you start seeing 05 on the roster. There's a few of them this year. Originally from Venezuela, moved to the States at a young age, and was drafted out of Galena Park High School in the 11th round last year by Houston. After the meeting on the mound, Alberto Hernandez stands into the right side, takes a first pitch fastball for strike one. Hernandez getting his second start of the season over at short. He went 1-for-7 last week in Myrtle Beach with 5 strikeouts, but he did walk twice and scored 3 runs. Takes a pitch low and away. It's 1-1. They are loaded up. First 3 hitters of the inning have reached. Nunez at third, Jaworski at second, Ochoa down at first. No score, bottom 2. The pitch. Change up close, but just outside. Nichols has yet to allow a run in his professional career. 5 scoreless last season in the Florida Complex League. The next pitch to Hernandez, just to the outside, and Nichols showed his numbers to the umpire a little bit and even indicates with his right hand, where was it? Did he think it was outside? Tight zone for the home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves. Nowhere to put him. 3-1, and Fayetteville trying to strike first. The pitch inside, ball 4. Hernandez dusted off the plate. He'll pick up an RBI as Nunez strolls home, and it's the Woodpeckers striking first, 1-0. Three straight walks, still nobody out. And now the 9-hitter, catcher Will Bush. First pitch is low. Bush had the day off Sunday. Played in games 1 and 2 against the Pelicans. Went 2-for-8 combined with 4 strikeouts, a walk. Both of his hits were singles. Bush is the 16th round pick last year out of Tyler Junior College. Change up low and outside. And again, Nichols falls behind. Ever since he went 0-2 on Ochoa moments ago, he's had trouble finding the zone. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that is just inside. 3 balls, no strikes. And with bases loaded, Will Bush may not even look at this pitch at all. Probably an instant take unless he gets something perfect. 3-0 coming. And that's a get-me-over fastball to take it to 3-1. 96 miles an hour, Nichols bringing it home. Works all the way over from that first base side of the rubber. Toe on the very edge of the slab. 3-1 pitch. Bush swings. Line drive center field. It gets down. In from third is Jaworski. Late stop sign for Ochoa. He'll retreat to third base, and they advance station to station. RBI single for Will Bush, and it's 2-0 Woodpeckers in the bottom of the second. Five straight Fayetteville hitters have reached. And back to the top of the order, Kenny Gomez hits for a second straight inning. And the first pitch, a changeup, is below the zone. Ball 1. Gomez struck out swinging in the first. Nichols struck out the first 2 batters he's faced, but it's been difficult going since. A pitch wrapped foul on the 1-0 towards the first base on deck circle. The River Dogs are already getting their bullpen started. Engert Garcia, a reliever, is starting to loosen out there in the left field pen. The 1-0 pitch, the 1-1 pitch, broken bat flare out towards short, over the glove of Santana, and into the shallow grass. Another run is home. Ochoa scores, and Gomez keeps the good times rolling. 3-0 Woodpeckers. As we like to say, that baseball bat dies a hero. Gomez cracked the lumber, but got it just enough on it to flare it out into the outfield, and it's night complete for T.J. Nichols after that hit. Three runs are home. He will depart with the bases still full and nobody out. Oliver Correa will be the Woodpeckers hitter to greet the new reliever, Garcia. Well, what a roll. Fayetteville continues to try and add on. 3-0 early. Charleston making a call to the bullpen. We're back in a moment on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
This River Dogs call to the bullpen is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the River Dogs, number 20, Angert Garcia. Bases loaded and no outs coming to the plate for the Woodpeckers. The designated hitter, number 26, Oliver Carrillo.
Charleston bullpen has to activate early tonight. One plus inning, but that's all for T.J. Nichols in his single-A debut. It's now Oliver Carrillo. Takes the first pitch inside from the new right-hander, Engert Garcia. Garcia pitched one game over the opening weekend against Kannapolis and went two scoreless innings. Here he's trying to get out of a major jam. And Carrillo takes upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Six straight batters have reached to start this home second. It started with a Nunez single, then three straight walks. RBI hits by Bush and Gomez followed. And they're full of Woodpeckers right now. Pitch outside. Three balls, no strikes on Carrillo. Charleston been struggling to find the zone. Garcia the righty against Carrillo the righty. Ground ball out towards short, down to Anis Santana. He fields to second for one. The turn throw to first, double play. Charleston trades the run for two. Hernandez makes it home. It's now 4-0 Fayetteville, but if you're that Charleston dugout, I think you'll take it with the way this inning started. Six straight reaching base to get those quick two outs. Six to 4-3 on the double play. And now it's Wander Luciano. Eighth Woodpecker to step to the plate. Pops it up. Right side of the diamond. Morgan, first baseman, calling for it. Offset to the left of the mound, and he's making the catch to end the inning. Well, the fire put out by Edgar Garcia. He gets three, that is, very quick outs after inheriting the bases loaded. The Woodpeckers strike for four as we go top three on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, you know what time it is. It's time for T-shirts. Get on your feet for the Brian Hunda T-shirt toss. Make some noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go. In the club, my home. way she was singing it for me. From the game she was singing in my ear, you would think that she knew me. Decided to cheat.
Okay.
Conversation got heavy. She had me feeling like she's ready to.
Watch out.
On the mound for the Woodpeckers, Derek True. Leading off the top of the third inning for the River Dogs, the right fielder, number 4, Noah Myers.
Noah Myers makes his first plate appearance of the night, the 7-hitter for Charleston. The Woodpeckers have spotted their starter, Derek True, with a 4-run lead, sending 8 batters to the plate. In the bottom of the second, first pitch curveball lands to Myers, the lefty, and it's 0-1. Myers, Adalys Peguero, and then Brian Brecker to square off against True for the first time. Infield pulled around to the right side a bit. The 0-1 misses a little bit low. True has struck out 4 of the 6 batters he's faced tonight. Really solid start. The Woodpeckers did not have a starter go beyond the 4th inning on opening weekend as guys get built up. Pitch is low, and it's 1 ball and 2 balls, that is, and 1 strike on Myers, originally from Windsor, Ontario. Myers played in the Frontier League, in fact, last year, independent ball, and attended South Carolina Upstate for his college baseball. Pitch low and inside, and it's now 3-1. On Noah Myers. Charleston does not have a base runner through 2 innings in this series opener. True down to the belt, out of the stretch, delivers. Line drive sprayed the opposite way, but right to Luciano. Perfectly placed. The third baseman playing about 25 feet or so off of that third base line. And Myers made solid contact, but put it right to his chest. In steps Adalys Peguero. 7 of the first 8 batters have been swinging it from the left side. There's a righty on deck in Brian Brecker as the first pitch is fouled off, but True going up against a ton of lefties. There are a few switch hitters, should mention, including Peguero at the plate, batting from the left side. Here's the 0-1. And he fouls it at his feet. No balls and 2 strikes quickly on Peguero. True has done a very solid job of getting ahead of hitters today. The most laborious inning was the first, where he needed 20 pitches to get the first 3 outs. Ahead 0-2. His kick, his pitch, up and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peguero, originally from the Dominican Republic. He had 1 hit on opening weekend against Kannapolis. 1-2. Breaking ball up and outside. That looked like the slider. True tried to backdoor it a little bit against the lefty. Infield remains shifted. Hernandez towards the middle. Luciano at the same spot he was a moment ago when he made that line drive snag. 2-2. Struck him out. High fastball at 95, and he was late getting to it. 5 strikeouts for Derek True. must feel comfortable on that Segura Stadium mound. He has been finding the zone, getting ahead of hitters, and fan five of the first eight batters he's faced. Here comes the final man to face him in the order, Brian Brecker, the catcher. Batting from the right side, Brecker, the Chicago, Illinois native, takes the first pitch elevated. 95-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Brecker had a hit and an RBI against Kannapolis over the weekend. Infield plays him about straight up as the 1-0 is up and in. Leans back at the waist. Two balls and no strikes on Brecker. Spelled B-R-O-E-C-K-E-R. Brecker, a former ball player at Michigan State, and was drafted in the 13th round out of the Spartans program last year. 2-0, sitting back and looks at a strike. 94 on the fastball for True. Working with a pretty crisp pace as well as he brings that pitch clock down to four, fires, and misses low with the breaking ball. Three balls and one strike on Brecker. Now the 3-1 pitch, a swing and a pop-up out of play. Derek True was actually drafted prior to 23. It was the Oakland A's that called him up in the 20th round of 2022. He did not sign. He returned to college, pitched another year at Cal Poly, and improved his stock by a couple of rounds. When you're a senior, you lose a little bit of that leverage. And like we mentioned, he was planning on going to Georgia for post-grad had he not gone pro. 3-2 pitch, and he caught him guessing. A half-hearted swing by Brecker. Six strikeouts and nine in a row retired for Derek True. His catcher, Will Bush, waiting for him on the other side of that line. A dazzling, perfect start for True. And we go to the bottom of the third with Fayetteville leading 4-0 inside of Segura Stadium.
Name on the big board, make some noise. Ooh, you make me live. We'd also like to give a special shout out to everyone celebrating their birthday with us tonight. Happy birthday! Leading off the bottom of the third inning for the Woodpeckers, the Janny King cleanup hitter of the game, the first baseman, number 16, Javier Cazarella.
Xavier Cazarella is into the right side, and he swings through the first pitch. It is nothing and one on Cazarella, Fayetteville cleanup hitter. The Woodpeckers lead 4-0 through 2.5 innings tonight. Derek True is dazzled on the mound, 9-up, 9-down. And Cazarella takes a strike on the outside corner. And here comes the wind and the 0-2 pitch. A check swing on a high one, check up the line, and he did not go. Cazarella, Nunez, and then Jaworski, the 4, 5, and 6 bat here. In that second inning, eight batters step to the plate. and the first six reached base. It was a double play and a pop out that quickly got Charleston out of the inning. Casarella fouls it back, one and two, and it was this guy, Enger Garcia, who put out the fire from the bullpen. His 1-2 offer strikes out Casarella, swinging a slider moving to the outside, got him. Just the second strikeout tonight for Fayetteville hitting, and that's a good sign. They struck out as a lineup 17 times on Friday and Saturday. They cut it down to 13 on Sunday, but there was a lot of swing and miss. Tonight making a lot more contact. Alejandro Nunez stands into the left side, and here's the first pitch home. Outside. 1-0. Garcia has a five-pitch mix, so a deep repertoire for the Woodpeckers to figure out. The 1-0. Outside. Fastball, changeup, slider, and also the curve and a sinker to try and draw out some of those ground balls. Shortstop up the middle. Third baseman Gonzalez plays shallow towards the grass. Here's the wind in the 2-0. It's inside. Three balls and no strikes. Nunez originally from Havana, Cuba. And boy, did he have a debut on Saturday. Double, triple, and single. Went 3-for-5, just a home run short of the cycle. 3-0. Swinging away, and it's out in the center field. A line drive that dunks down in front of Mateo. Alejandro Nunez with another multi-hit game, 2-for-2 to begin his day. Nunez at first, one out. Fayetteville on top, 4-0 in the bottom of the third. Here's Chase Jaworski, who drew a walk his first time up, came around to score one of those four runs. And he takes a backdoor slider for a called strike. It's 0-1. Middle infield double play depth. River Dogs went 6-4-3 in the last inning when bases were loaded. Pickoff throw to first. It gets by Morgan and starts rolling towards the rain tarp. Nunez to his feet, hustles down to second base. An errant throw on the pickoff attempt moves him over. It was a quick step off, a pivot, and a low throw that Morgan got a piece of his glove on. Nunez at the same time may have dove right into the path of the baseball, obstructed Morgan a little bit. It will go as an error, E1. And Chase Jaworski now awaits an 0-1 pitch with a runner in scoring position. Takes a swing, bounces it out to straight up second. Two skips for Colmenares. He fields, throws short to first. The ground ball advances Nunez to third. And there are two out in the inning. The Woodpeckers benefited from six Myrtle Beach Pelican errors on Sunday. That was a sloppy game, to say the least. Really, for both sides defensively, the Woodpeckers committed three errors of their own, a combined 9 in the game. But it was the fielding errors by Myrtle Beach that were really problematic, led to 4 unearned runs in that game and the 10-2 win. First pitch up high to Neomar Ochoa Jr., the big 18-year-old right-handed batter. Out of the stretch, the 1-0 popped up behind home plate. And don't let his size deceive you. He actually stole a couple of bases over the weekend. And he has pretty solid range to play those corner outfield spots. At just 18 years old, the youngest position player on the roster. The 1-1 coming. A swing and a pop fly. This is out towards second base. Colmenares recedes into the shallow right field grass, calling for it, and makes the grab to end the inning. Garcia has now gone 2 scoreless since coming on in the second inning in relief. He's helping slow the pace of this one. It's 4-0 through 3 tonight at Segra Stadium. Fourth inning next on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Damn. Let's see those pearly whites. We'll be right back.
on a night when I'm bad.
For the Woodpeckers, Derek True. Leading off the top of the fourth inning for the River Dogs, the shortstop, number 8, Adrian Santana.
What a start for Derek True in his single-A debut today at home. He has set down all 9 River Dogs he faces. Now the second time that is through the order. Second at bat for Adrian Santana, and he whips a line drive out there to left center field, and just like that, Charleston has their first base runner. Wild throw. It gets away from Jaworski, rolling towards the first base line, and the Woodpeckers commit an error on the tail end of the play. Simple throw back to the infield was off target. Jaworski couldn't pick it cleanly. And nobody was there to back him up. Santana picks up the single and then advances to second on the air. We'll see how they score it, possibly an E8 here. Here's Ricardo Gonzalez. Again, it'll be a lot of left-handers for Derek True to face. A couple of switch hitters are there in the lineup. And 7 of the 9 batters hit from the left side. The first pitch is low to Gonzalez. It is 1 ball and no strikes. Woodpeckers on top 4-0. A 4-run bottom of the second. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Line drive on a skip out to third, corralled by Luciano, looks the runner back, throws strong across the diamond, one away. The defensive positioning tonight for Luciano has been perfect. There's obviously some metrics and some numbers that can help position the defense in the right spot statistically where the baseball goes, but there has to be a little bit of luck involved as well for those line drives to be hit right to you. And there's been a pair of them go right up to Luciano tonight. Here's a line drive up the middle. It skips towards Hernandez, perfectly positioned once again. His throw to first is on the money. 2 outs. Santana makes it down to third. But right now, everything is going right to where the Fayetteville infield is positioned. Magnets in the glove. First pitch swinging, Mateo fouls it away. Derek True has now gone longer than any starter this year. Limited sample size of just 4 games, but he passes up Elaine Pena, who went 3 1/3 in his start on Sunday. True trying to become the first starter to complete 4 innings. Misses up and outside with the pitch. He's only at 51 pitches. See how far they stretch him tonight. He does have 1 appearance already under his belt, but it didn't count in the stats. It was during the Battle of the Vils up in Asheville, the exhibition game with the High A ball club. Here's a pop fly drifting into first base side foul territory. Bush throws away the mask, gets all the way over to the on-deck circle, finds his spot, makes the catch in front of his teammates, and that's the inning. 4 scoreless innings tonight for Derek True in his single-A debut. He strands a runner down at third after the single. And it's Woodpeckers 4, River Dogs nothing as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
fans, who's ready for a round of knocker balls? T. Bright is down in right field with our contestants. Take it away, T.
Yes, let's get it. All right, it's time to knock somebody out. So here we go. We've got Gabe and we've got Julian. You got three tries to do just that. Knock each other out. Are y'all ready for some knocker balls? Make some noise. All right, ready? One, two, three, knock them out. Okay, come on. Hit. Oh, y'all are two. Come on now. Come on, Julian. Get up. Up. You got it. All right, you ready? One more time. Come on, can he get up? Can he get up? You got a little help there? No help? Medic? Nope. We good? Whew. All right, that was a close one. Ready? One, two, three. Knock him out. Come on, give a little more speed. Give more. Oh, okay. Last one. Take it back a little bit more. All right, come on, guys. Come on, make some noise, guys. Ready? One, two, three. Knock him out. Get it. I think y'all a little too scared, but it's all right. Let's give it up for Julian and Gabe, everybody. Great job, guys.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Angert Garcia. Leading off the bottom of the fourth inning for the Woodpeckers, the shortstop, number 11, Alberto Hernandez.
4-0 Woodpeckers lead in the bottom of the fourth inning. All four runs coming in the home second. Right-handed batter Alberto Hernandez, the eight hitter, stands in. He goes up against Angert Garcia, who's been a stabilizing force out of the Charleston bullpen. First pitch fastball at 97 for a strike. 0-1. Works quick out of the wind, pitches, and missed just outside. Garcia inherited bases loaded, nobody out in the second inning. Quickly got a double play and then a pop out to escape the jam and worked around a single in the third. Swinging a foul off to the right side. So he's gotten through two scoreless already, twice as long as the starter. TJ Nichols had a solid first inning with a couple of strikeouts and then allowed six straight batters to reach in the second before he was pulled by his manager. Pitches up and outside on Hernandez, and it is 1-2. Now, pardon me, 2-2 now on Alberto. He walked and scored in that second inning. Takes a fastball a little bit outside at 95. 3-2. Hernandez in his fourth game of the season. 3-2. Down and inside. That's 4, and patience rewards. Already the fourth walk that the Woodpeckers have drawn tonight. It will bring up Will Bush. First year hitting coach Andrew Cresci has to be pleased with the type of at bats he's seen his guys put together over the first few games. We mentioned some of the strikeouts on opening weekend, but there also were as many hits as there were strikeouts. Bush attacks the first one, pushes it on a line down the left field side. It tails into the stands. Andrew Cresci was the hitting coach of the Florida Complex League each of the last two summers, and the FCL Astros led the complex in home runs last summer, and they also were top three in hard hit percentage, one of those metrics that measures your average exit velocity. 0-1. Bush takes a hack, fouls it towards the train tracks, out of play. Will Bush with an RBI single. He went after a 3-0 pitch in the second inning. Could have easily taken a bases loaded walk, but what fun is there in that? He wanted to swing away. Middle infield double play depth, 0-2, Bush spoils it off. That was at 98 miles an hour, hard throwing right-hander Garcia, and Bush just able to get a piece on it. Bush has hit everywhere he's gone, high school, junior college, and now professionally in limited at-bats. Garcia hunched over, looks to first, pitches, and Bush got under it. A soaring pop fly up the middle of the diamond. Santana trying to track it in the twilight, and he makes the last second adjustment, the catch in shallow center field. This is the time of night where things can get a little tricky for an infielder and an outfielder trying to track the baseball. But it will probably be a little bit easier this season. One of the ballpark upgrades during the offseason was actually brighter stadium lights. Folks who come to Segra Stadium this summer are probably going to realize that the diamond looks a little brighter than it did last year. Minor League Baseball has required standards all across the country where you have to have the right brightness to the field, and there were cranes around the ballpark about a month ago changing out the bulbs. The 0-1, and it's called strike on the outside corner, and that's literally how it works. They get a crane that goes way up into the air, and they change out each individual panel like you'd change a light bulb in your house. If you're afraid of heights, it is not the job for you. The 0-2 is lifted on a fly out to the left and foul into the screen. There was a couple of days where it was kind of windy inside of Segra Stadium as well, and that crane is swaying back and forth while these absolute adrenaline junkies up there are changing out the lights. Crazy job. Whatever they're making hourly, it's not enough. Spinning a throw over to first, and Kenny Gomez awaits an 0-2 pitch. Hernandez down at first base. Gomez has struck out and drove in a run. That was with an RBI single in the second inning. Third at bat on the ground, left side, squeezes through and out into left field. Two-hit day already for Kenny Gomez. Sixth Fayetteville hit. Two on, one out. And the Woodpeckers are putting together another scoring chance. Now it's Oliver Carrillo, designated hitter, batting for a third time, 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a double play ball. Force at all bases as Carrillo turns away from an inside pitch, and it's 1-0. And Engbert Garcia is making his single-A debut tonight on the mound. Here's the pitch, high and away. Pitched 11 times for the Florida Complex League Rays last season. Went 3-3 with a pretty good 1.58 ERA over that stretch. 2-0. Carrillo a little bit late, fouls it backwards, and it goes to 1-2. Really peaceful night in downtown Fayetteville this evening. A little bit of cloud cover has killed out the heat. Slight breeze moving out towards left center field, out there towards the rocking porch. 2-1 is elevated, shoulder high on Carrillo. 3-1. Fayetteville has walked 4 times tonight. Ball 4 here would load up the bases. Standing on deck is top 20 prospect Wander Luciano. 3-1. And a comeback strike on 95. Three balls, 2 strikes. Garcia leans in, spins to second, and that throw down there got a piece of Alberto Hernandez. And he's a little bit hobbled now. That got him right in the back of the right leg, or the hip area. Makes it back in safely, and he's able to laugh it off. Charleston already committed one throwing error when they tried to pick over to first earlier. 3-2 with one out on Carrillo. And he spoils away the inside fastball. Tough pitch on the inside at 95. That's really all you can do with that baseball. Just put a little bit of the bat on it and wait to see something else. There is bullpen activity once again for Charleston. The River Dogs are warming up Owen Stevenson, a right-handed reliever. 2-strike pitch again gets Carrillo this time around. 97 on the high outside corner. Garcia getting it done with his high 90s velocity. With two outs, Wander Luciano steps in. Luciano, also one of the youngsters on this ball club, mentioned a top 30 prospect according to MLB.com. He is just 19 years old. Turned 19 in January. Pitch down in the dirt. It scuffled away from Brecker, and both runners take advantage. Hernandez down to third and Gomez to second. And it looks like Brecker might have been crossed up as well. He's heading out there to talk to Garcia. May not have been ready for that pitch coming in. Luciano signed as an international free agent with Houston back in January of that year, out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. He's spent the majority of his career over at third base, where he's playing tonight. He's made a couple of nice plays already on line drives hit his direction. After the meeting on the mound, runners at second and third. 4-0 Fayetteville, the 0-1 pitch. Almost cut to the middle. It just missed inside. 1-1. Luciano was tied for second in the Florida Complex League last year with his 10 home runs, and he drove in 29 over 45 games. Good showing as an 18-year-old. Slider dives low, and it's 2-1. Open base down at first. Xavier Casarella stands on deck. Fayetteville into their heart of the order already for a third time. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Home opener in 2024. 2-1 pitch on the ground out to third and foul. Luciano is walking back towards the dugout. I think he splintered the bat. He did. So he'll have to go get a new stick and a 2-2 count. Oddly enough, this will end up being 12 straight home games against the Charleston River Dogs by week's end. The Woodpeckers saw Charleston in the final home series of 2023, and they have welcomed them back to Fayetteville to begin 24. Charleston, the three-time defending Carolina League champions. Here's a line drive hit to third over the leap of Gonzalez. It's rolling all the way down the line. Both runners coming home. Hernandez is in. Gomez trails home. Two-run double for Luciano, and it's 6-0 Woodpeckers. Six runs for the Woodpeckers at home means you leave Segra Stadium with free tacos. The fans are already getting their free dinner. Four innings in tonight. Xavier Casarella does get a chance to hit. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. Late swinging at a fastball. Six runs on seven hits tonight. The Woodpeckers are rolling. Now the 0-1. Up and outside off the corner. 1-1. Next pitch a little bit outside. 2-1 on Casarella. Two-double game in his debut on Friday. And tonight is 0-2 of the fielder's choice in a strikeout. Sits back, takes the pitch inside. 3-1 on Casarella. Undrafted free agent. After the 23 draft, went to Seminole State College. Fouls this one back. It's 3-2. He had a chance to play with some of the best Division I talent in the country, though. Really prepared him for that next step, his pro career. He went to the Cape Cod League, Summer Baseball League, where a lot of those top players attend and scouts are in attendance, probably where he was recognized by Houston. He played for the Chatham Anglers. Beautiful area, the Cape Cod League. 3-2 pitch. Up and inside, and Casarella draws the two-out walk. Yes. The inning extends a little further. That Charleston bullpen has been active. Stevenson is warming. And here does come the River Dogs skipper, Sean Smedley. He points to the bullpen and will take the ball from Garcia after 2 2/3 of relief. He gets touched up for a pair of runs here in the fourth on the two-run double for Luciano. And it's time for the River Dogs to go back to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new right-hander, Owen Stevenson, when we come back. 6-0 Fayetteville. Don't you come back no more.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more.
Fans, this River Dogs call to the bullpen is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the River Dogs, number 15, Owen Stevenson.
Runners on first and second and two outs coming to the plate for the Woodpeckers. The left fielder, number 10, Alejandro Nunez.
New arm into the game for Charleston. They bring in right-hander Owen Stevenson to try and get the final out of the fourth. Alejandro Nunez sticks the bat out the first pitch and lashes it foul down the left field line. Nothing and one on Nunez, who's 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of singles. Stevenson comes in behind Enger Garcia, and he's the second reliever, third arm of the game already for Sean Smedley. 0-1. Nunez fouls it near our broadcast booth and out of play. Nothing in two. Owen Stevenson is originally from the Bay Area, San Francisco, California, and a former ball player at Arizona State University. Go Sun Devils, my alma mater. The 0-2. A line drive out towards third and foul just to the left of that painted line. No balls and two strikes. So Stevenson would have played his college baseball under Willie Blomquist, the recently hired Sun Devil skipper and alum of the university as well. 6-0 Fayetteville, the 0-2. Nunez strikes out swinging on a pitch down to the dirt. Stevenson does the job out of the pen strands to Woodpeckers, but the Woodpeckers also score three. Two-run double by Wander Luciano, and after four, it's 6-0 Fayetteville. Woodpeckers baseball continues in a moment.
This time we'd like to recognize tonight's Methodist University hometown hero, Staff Sergeant Jonathan Moda. Sergeant Moda was born in the Dominican Republic and grew up in the Bronx, New York. Staff Sergeant Moda attended one station unit training at Fort Benning, Georgia, now known as Fort Moore. He is currently assigned as a platoon sergeant in Delta Company 2-325 Airborne Infantry Regiment. He played baseball as a kid and has a passion for it. Fans, let's hear it one more time for our hometown hero, Staff Sergeant Jonathan Moda. Thank you for your service.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to
on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Derek True. Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the River Dogs, the designated hitter, number 13, Rodolis Martinez.
Rodolis Martinez begins the top of the fifth for Charleston. All Fayetteville tonight in the home opener, 6-0 after four. Derek True has been a big part of the success with four scoreless innings. He misses outside on a bunt that Martinez pulled back. He retired the first nine batters he faced, then gave up an Adrian Santana single to begin the fourth, but that has been it. Just one base runner for Charleston. Fastball in there for strike one. Martinez, Colmenares, and then Noah Myers, the 5, 6, and 7 of the lineup here. Infield pulled around to the right against the lefty Martinez. Fouls it directly behind him. And the count's 1-2. 6 runs on 7 hits tonight for the Fayetteville offense. 6 singles until Wander Luciano struck for the 2-run double down the left field line in the fourth inning. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Got him to reach out in front of the changeup. Strike three. 7 strikeouts for Derek True. The 7 strikeouts ties the most for a Fayetteville pitcher so far this year. We saw Jackson Nezu also pick up 7 out of the bullpen in Myrtle Beach on Saturday night. Here's Carlos Colmenares, lefty, turns away from an inside curve, 1-0. Derek True got him looking with a fastball back in the second inning. Down to the belt, True, left leg kick, pitch. Fastball just outside. 2 balls and no strikes on Colmenares. Bases clear, 1 out. And here comes True down the hill. It's low and inside. You usually will not see a Fayetteville starter go beyond 75 pitches. That was normally the cap during the year last year with starters, and maybe even limited a bit more around this time of the year when guys are still getting built up. But True did pitch during the Battle of the Villes series in Asheville last week. 3-0 home. In on the hands, swinging foul. Colmenares ripped it along the first base line. He had the green light, 3-0, now 3-1. Colmenares, a returner from the 2023 squad. He played in 83 games for the River Dogs last year and batted just .201. So he returns to single A to try and improve his consistency at the plate. He had 6 homers, 28 RBIs. There's a strike. Fastball on the inside brings it full. 3-2 as True works himself back into the count. Trying to strike out Colmenares for the second time in the game. 3-2 payoff, here it is. And a well-struck grounder out to second base. Jaworski scoops it up, throws over to first. And there's two gone. Derek True has retired 13 of the 14 batters faced tonight. What a roll. Looking comfortable the second time through the lineup as hitters try and make their adjustments. Now it's Noah Myers, the lefty, who lined out sharply to third in the third inning. Steps in 0-for-1, first pitch. A fastball just off of the inside. California kid Derek True attended Santa Barbara High School in California, which actually has a famous Hall of Famer as an alumni. Backdoor breaking ball lands, and it's 1-1 on Noah Myers. Eddie Matthews, the Hall of Fame Atlanta Braves third baseman. I guess Milwaukee Braves back when he played, right? He went to Santa Barbara High School as well. 1-1 is down in the dirt. Two balls and one strike. 4 years at Cal Poly for Derek Truey. Was primarily a reliever in his final year with the Mustangs, but here he is in a starter role, and he'll also platoon out of the bullpen at times. 2-1 gets him to swing and miss. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. True attempting to retire the side for the fourth time tonight. Only one base runner allowed. Infield swung over to the right. 2-2 pitch. And here it comes. Fouled off of the pitch clock behind home plate. Hopefully that didn't take out a panel. Stays where it is at 2-2. Myers with that stance, the knees bent inward, hands held high. Ready for another 2-2 pitch. Down and outside and smothered by Will Bush. In just his third professional game, two appearances in the Florida Complex, this has been by far the best. Big confidence-boosting night for the right-hander. True's 3-2 on a line out into right field. It's down for a hit, and Noah Myers finds a way to extend the fifth inning and get it to Adalys Peguero. There is a right-hander starting to loosen out there in that Fayetteville bullpen. Second hit allowed for True tonight. Peguero 0-for-1, struck out swinging in the third. And this ball grounded by the reach of Casarella and out into right field. It will roll a while as Ochoa lines it up. Myers gets to third. He stops there and diving into second. Peguero with a double. Charleston strings together back-to-back two-out hits. First time they've done that tonight. And they put two in scoring position. Their best chance to cut into this 6-0 deficit. See what Ricky Rivera wants to do at this stage as well. True at about 70 pitches, probably won't be allotted too many more. He's one out away from being eligible for a winning decision. And here comes Ricky up the front steps of the dugout and out to the mound. Looks like this may be the end of the night for Derek True. 70 pitches, the most any Woodpecker's arm has thrown this year. Now, Ricky didn't give the point immediately. He's going to head back to the dugout. He will not make a pitching change here. And that draws an applause from a couple of fans. The Woodpecker fans, they are happy to see Ricky go back to the dugout and give True one more chance to record this final out and try and make it through five innings in his debut. Probably just a check-in conversation. How are you doing? How's the arm feel? And True says he wants to stay in there. Adalys Peguero is on second base now. Here's a check swing, and they are going to appeal late, and he didn't go. Tough spot for Brandon Spevic to make that call directly behind the mound. Second and third, two outs after the double. Brecker 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a 1-0 count. True down to the belt pitches. Missed a little bit high, just below the letters on a 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Seven strikeouts on the night for True. Down 2-0. Here's his pitch. And a comeback strike. It's 2-1. First impressions are always big when you're pitching in front of a new fan base. And tonight, Derek True has made a good one. Whether it ends here or whether it ends after five complete. 2-1 pitch. Low on the inside corner. A slider called strike two. looking to get Brecker for his seventh time. Likely the last batter will get a chance to face. 2-2, he gets the sign, left leg kick pitch. Fastball just missed, low and inside off the corner. Myers at third, Peguero at second. He's not issued a walk tonight. 3-2 payoff pitch coming home. And it's down in the dirt, ball four. True issues his first walk of the night. We'll see if that draws Ricky back out of the dugout. And it will. Ricky Rivera heading out there to the mound. The bases are loaded after the walk. And it'll be the Fayetteville bullpen to try and get the final out and preserve the early shutout bid. True daps up all of his infield teammates. He put together a heck of a debut, and he'll hear it from this hometown crowd. Number of Woodpeckers on their feet as True goes down the steps of the dugout. He goes 4 2/3, and Emil Carcherinos is going to enter this game from the bullpen. We'll tell you about him when we come back. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the fifth, and Fayetteville leading 6-0.
Yeah, a veces siento que tengo el mundo entero en mis manos. Lo único que tengo mi palabra, mis dos granos. Yo no tengo amigos, tengo hermanos. Mira lo que hicimos, no, no fue en vano. Yeah, en muchos muebles yo dormí. Con los cristales abajo en el carro. Yeah, yo me gané esto, man. Ahora tengo todo como un catarro. Antes me pichaban pa' colaborar.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service.
De mis enemigos que se pasan de amigos, ey, ey, mírame, mírame, de PR pero pare con libanés, los envidiosos preguntándome si gané, si se ve no se pregunta, así que mira bien, estamos mundial, yeah, salí de la H, todo diseñador, drip, cuidado con el bache, yo no fallo, una están rezando que me crache, yo joseo, yo no duermo,
pare. With the bases loaded and 2 outs coming to the plate.
The Woodpeckers go to the bullpen for the first time tonight. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Emil Carcherinos, a returner from the 2023 squad, inherits bases loaded, two outs, and goes up against lefty Adrian Santana. First pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. A single, a double, and a walk, all coming with two outs. Load the bases and prevent Derek True from completing 5 innings tonight. So no winning decision for him in an otherwise spectacular debut. 1 walk, 7 strikeouts along the way. The 0-1. Fastball outside. 1-1 on Ricardo Gonzalez, who has gone 0-2 with a couple of groundouts. Chirinos coming off of a scoreless inning in Myrtle Beach back on Saturday night, where he walked one, struck out two, and gave up a hit. 1-1 pitch on the ground out towards first base. It's knocked down by Cassarella. He corrals it, shovels to Torino's, hustling over, and they connect for the out. And strand three, Charleston base runners. Shutout preserved through five. Derek True off of the hook. And we head to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway through it, the Woodpeckers lead 6-0.
So over the last 5 years, Hutchins and the Woodpeckers would like to recognize the Hutchins Law Firm high-performance season ticket holder of the game. Let's hear it for Matthew Drayton.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs, Owen Stevenson. Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Woodpeckers, the second baseman, number one, Chase Jaworski.
The Woodpeckers preserve the 6-0 lead thanks to Emilcar Chirinos out of the bullpen. He strands the bases loaded, and Chase Jaworski starts the home fifth. He takes a first pitch strike from right-hander Owen Stevenson. He gets to start a clean inning after getting the final out of the fourth inning. Here's a slow roller up the first baseline. Catcher Brecker jumps on top of it and quickly gets a throw up to first. Jaworski is retired on a little nubber. And there's one gone in the fifth inning. Six runs on seven hits tonight. Five singles and a big two-run double for Wander Luciano in that fourth inning. The other RBI hits were Will Bush, an RBI single in the second, and Kenny Gomez, a base hit in that inning as well, that brought a run in. Neomar Ochoa Jr. takes strike one. It's multi-run innings tonight that have gotten it done. Four in the bottom of the second, two more in the bottom of the fourth. Low pitch to Ochoa. And it's a one ball and one strike count. Ochoa has walked, scored a run, and popped out to second base, tied up on an inside changeup. Stevenson probably pitching with the quickest pace out of anybody we've seen tonight. He doesn't leave that rubber. He just gets the baseball, gets the sign, and comes home. Foul tipped on a pitch at 96. We've seen a lot of velocity in this game. Derek True is hitting 97 on the radar gun, and you have both Anger Garcia and now Owen Stevenson, who are around 96. TJ Nichols was also throwing hard. 1-2 coming home, and it's a little bit low. Two balls and two strikes. The hardest thrower on the Woodpeckers roster is going to be Abel Mercedes, 2-2. Fouled off the right foot, and Ochoa hobbles out of the right side. He'll need a moment, 2-2. Mercedes clocked 99 miles an hour on kind of a cold night in Myrtle Beach. Tough place to pitch. That was on Sunday, but he's clocked as high as 102 miles an hour at the spring training complex. So Mercedes is going to light up the radar gun this year. He's a guy that you'll have to see for yourself if you make it out to Segra Stadium. Ochoa fouled away the 2-2, and he's in a good battle right now. Getting ready to see the seventh pitch of this at-bat with one out, nobody on. The pitch, low and outside. Three balls and two strikes. At this stage of the game, there's only one player who's not reached base. That's Oliver Carrillo. 3-2, and it's low and in. A long seven-pitch walk for Neomar Ochoa. Pardon me, nine-pitch walk. And he's on for a second time with his second walk of the game. Fayetteville's shown patience tonight, but also a willingness to swing the bat when they get ahead in counts. They're not afraid to swing 2-0, 3-0 if they get that pitch right down the center. Alberto Hernandez watches a slider bend to the middle, and it's called a strike, 0-1. Hernandez has walked and scored in both plate appearances tonight, once in the second, once in the fourth. Pitch low, and it's 1-1. Originally from Cuba, Hernandez signed with the Astros back in 2022, spent last year in the Florida Complex League at the rookie level. 1-1, stays off a slider, missed outside, and it's two balls and a strike. Short lead off of first for Ochoa, who does have a couple of stolen bases on the year already. Low pitch, and Hernandez ahead, 3-1. Charleston has struggled at times to throw strikes. They've walked five Fayetteville hitters. And now a ground ball pulled over to third. Inside the line, fielded by Gonzalez. One hopping throw to second. Throw to first, knocked down by Morgan. They get the lead runner. Ochoa is retired. Charleston can't go all the way around the horn. Two outs as Hernandez makes it on with a fielder's choice. In steps Will Bush. Bush, the catcher, is 1-for-2. RBI single back in the second inning. That four-run frame. Fayetteville's been leading ever since. 6-0, bottom five, and Bush takes a fastball for strike one. We mentioned his success at the plate throughout his college career and early pro career. He batted 357 in his 1 year at Tyler Junior College last summer before getting drafted. Down and inside, he had 8 home runs, 40 RBIs. He walked 50 times as well. He was just a freshman. And then he played at the Florida Complex League briefly for 9 games last summer, and he had a 304 average, got on base at a 50% clip. 1-1 off the end of the bat, rolled foul. 1-2 on Bush. He attended Birdville High School in North Richland Hills, Texas. One ball, two strikes. Stevenson trying to get out of the inning. Misses outside with a fastball at 95 miles an hour. Kenny Gomez would be next. Top of the order on deck. He has a two-hit game. Bush ready for the 2-2. Swings and rolls it over to first. Morgan has it down to a knee, quickly sidesteps to the bag, and the inning is over. Stevenson works around the base runner, strands one through 5 innings tonight in the Ville. It's the Woodpeckers 6, Charleston nothing, blanking the River Dogs in the home opener at Segra Stadium.
It's time for some trivia. Let's go down to the first base dugout with T. Bright, who has our contestant. Take it away, T.
With Miss Carly from Charlotte area. Let's give it up for Miss Carly, everybody. All right, so she's here to play some trivia with us, and she's gonna need your help, all right? Let's do it. Here we go. It's just like real simple, easy. See, there you go. What year did the Woodpeckers play their first game? Which year was it? Are we 5 years in it?
C.
All right, she's good at math. Let's go with C. Yeah, that's right. All right, let's do another one. Here we go. That's right, that's right. Okay. What's the name of the mascot? What's the name?
B.
B. Fucker. All right. What is the name of the stadium that we play in? Ooh, I like that. C. What you think?
A.
It is definitely A. Segra Stadium. All right. Is that it? Carly, 3-for-3? Do we have one more? I think that's it. Let's give it up for Carly, everybody. 3-for-3. Way to go, baby girl. Yes. Well, I spent some
time in the Mudville night. Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 18, Sandy Mejia.
Ando buscando money, puesto pa' lo mío, ando enfocado. Un traguito de gin tonic, con el brillo colorado. Ando buscando money, puesto pa' lo mío, ando enfocado. Un traguito de gin tonic, con el brillo colorado. Ando buscando money, puesto pa' lo mío.
Leading off the top of the 6th inning for the River Dogs, the third baseman, number 9, Ricardo Gonzalez.
Top of the sixth inning, the Woodpeckers lead big in their home opener, 6-0. Ricardo Gonzalez leads off the inning against a new Woodpeckers reliever. Sandy Mejia comes out of the bullpen. Emil Carcherino's got the final out of the fifth. Here's a deep fly ripped out into right field. Ochoa goes back onto the warning track. It is out of here. Ricardo Gonzalez ends the shutout bid with a solo home run to right. And it's 6-1 Fayetteville. That ball barely got out of here around the 357-foot marker.
Home run comes across the plate for the River Dogs. Now batting for the River Dogs, the first baseman, number 18, Trey Morgan.
Here's Trey Morgan, and the pitch coming home. A bouncing ball foul off to the right side. So Charleston finds a way to put one over the wall. They actually hit a pair of home runs in that opening weekend series. They were the only Carolina League team to homer multiple times. A one pitch, and with that solo bomb, they'll take the lead, or extend their lead atop the Carolina League in the home run ball. One of four hits tonight. As Gonzalez goes deep, Trey Morgan in an 0-2 count. Here's the pitch. Sticks the bat out and flares it out into center field. That ball was almost in the dirt, and Trey Morgan digs it out of there for a single. Charleston's lineup starting to come alive the third time through. And they've rudely greeted new Fayetteville arm Sandy Mejia into this game. And now Angel Mateo is into the right side. Mateo, a strikeout and a pop out. First pitch off the plate away, and it's 1-0. Short lead off of first. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is up and in. The middle of the order has not been able to do much today. The 4-6 hitters are a combined 0-6. Mejia fires and delivers a strike. Sandy Mejia does count as one of the returners from 2023 because he did make his single-A debut. He pitched in just one game, only two-thirds of an inning. And delivers a pitch just off to the outside. 3-1 on Mateo. It came in the final series of the regular season against these River Dogs. He pitched on September 8th and gave up three earned runs over two-thirds. So trying to right the ship here in 24. Three balls and a strike as he peers over towards first. Pitches and draws a swing and miss from Mateo. Fills up the count. It is 3-2. One run on five hits tonight for Charleston. Second time they've been able to pick up consecutive base runners. Solo home run to lead it off. It's the first home run that Fayetteville pitching's given up on the year. 3-2. And that's knuckled foul over the netting and onto the roof. Big gap on the right side of the diamond. Chase Jaworski over towards the middle. He shipped it over from second base against the righty. Another 3-2 home. And Mateo strikes out. Good off-speed pitch. Mejia had him out in front. First out of the sixth inning. Radelis Martinez 0-for-2 with a flyout to right and also a strikeout. And here comes the pitch. Line drive hit to first. Look out. Trey Morgan had to dodge out of the way. Gets back up to his feet. Turns second, going to third. Long run all the way to the base of the wall for Ochoa. Morgan stops at third. And Martinez makes it into second with a double. That line drive almost took Morgan's head off. It was screaming at him. He crumbled to the ground to try and dodge out of the way. And that's ultimately what prevented him from scoring. It delayed his run by about 4 or 5 seconds, and instead of coming all the way home on the ball in the corner, he ends up at third. Third hit of the inning against Mejia. One out, second and third, and now Carlos Colmenares, left-handed hitter. First pitch down to the dirt, smothered by Bush. Spun off a 79-mile-per-hour curveball. Mejia continuing to try and settle in. He is a 20-year-old right-hander, originally from Monte Plata in the Dominican Republic. Signed internationally with Houston in January of 2022 and then made his professional debut shortly thereafter in the Dominican Summer League with 12 games and 7 starts. He has 70 and a third career innings entering tonight. 2-ball, no strike pitch. Low and inside, 3-2. Open base to work with down at first. But a walk here would put the tying run into the on-deck circle with one out. Colmenares without a hit today, 0-for-2, strikeout and ground out. Here's the pitch. Up and away, 4-pitch walk as Mejia can't find the zone, and they are loaded. Well, after a quick, dominating start for Derek True, we didn't have to mention pitching coach Zach Wilkins too much. Here he comes to the mound to have a meeting with Mejia and Bush. Wilkins, in his second year at the head of the Woodpeckers pitching staff, he returns this year alongside Ricky Rivera, the fourth pitching coach in Fayetteville Woodpeckers history, and he spent 3 years as the pitching coach at Utah Tech University prior to entering the Astros system. He was also a graduate assistant at the University of Arizona for a couple of years and a former college ball player at the University of Nevada, along with Palomar College. So, long college career, and now into the Houston Astros organization. He was a great force last year behind a pitching staff that led the entire Carolina League in strikeouts. The Woodpeckers are glad to have him back. Wilkins returns to the dugout. Mejia now eyeing down Noah Myers. Bases loaded, one out, 6-1 Fayetteville in the top of the sixth. Pitch down to the dirt. And Will Bush has been having to block a lot of baseballs in this inning, scuffing up the front of those new black shin guards that he wears. One ball and no strikes on Myers. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there at 92 for strike one. Now Will was actually pretty happy because he had some custom catcher's gear while he was at Tyler Junior College, and I guess it matches with the color scheme of the Woodpeckers. He didn't have to change it. It wasn't like bright blue or anything like that. The 1-1 on the ground, could be two towards second. Jaworski charges, attempts the tag in the baseline. He didn't get it. Throw to first, and they get the out. Only one out on the play. It is not a double play to end the inning. The run has scored. Ricky Rivera emerges from the dugout. Jaworski insistent that he was able to tag the runner and end the inning. But it's base umpire Brandon Spevic that made the call. If the call stands, Trey Morgan successfully scores, and this is a 6-2 game. And Martinez was B at third. No reversal on the call. The umpires won't come together here. And Ricky Rivera heads back to the dugout. Colmenares makes it to second. Myers out on the 4-3, but he will get credit with an RBI. Two-run inning for the River Dogs, and it's now 6-2. Peguero into the left side, a double and a strikeout. And a curveball drops into the zone, nothing and one. Martinez at third, Colmenares at second base. Here's the pitch. Right back to the off speed, and he missed with it. Maybe a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. Most hitters that Charleston has sent to the plate in an inning. Seventh batter to step in. The 1-1. Fouled straight back and into the netting. One ball and two strikes on Peguero. Opening night crowd getting involved in it. Mejia gets the sign, straightens up, throws. And he just got a piece of it. Peguero sends it into the screen. Dallas Peguero off a 1-for-9 series. Couple of hits on the year now. A returning River Dog from last year, played in 65 games for the club and hit .228 during 2023. Battling behind in the count, 1-2 again. Curveball gets him leaning out of the way. Ball two. Long inning for Mejia out there on the mound, pitch count wise. 26 pitches as he hunts for that final out. Second and third, two outs, 6-2 game. The 2-2 pitch inside, back towards his left knee. And it's now a 3-2 count. Fayetteville has a reliever warming. Kelly Austin. The former UCLA ball player is loosening up. Payoff pitch, struck him out. Mejia avoids the major damage and strands two in scoring position. Charleston plates two on the home run and the RBI ground out on the board for the first time tonight. 6-2 Fayetteville as we move to the bottom of the sixth.
T-shirts. Get on your feet and make some noise for the Brian Honda T-shirt toss.
Leading off the bottom of the sixth inning for the Woodpeckers, the center fielder, number 14, Kenny Gomez.
Kenny Gomez leads off the bottom of the sixth inning. Charleston gets on the board for the first time tonight with a two-run top of the sixth. Gomez fouls away the first pitch from Owen Stevenson, and it is nothing and one. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and he swings and pulls his head out of the zone on a high one. No balls and two strikes on Gomez. Gomez with a two-hit day in the leadoff spot. A strikeout, but followed it up with an RBI single in the second, then a single and a run in the fourth. Four-run bottom of the second inning is the big rally tonight. That's kept the Woodpeckers in front the majority of the game. The 0-2 is outside. One ball and two strikes. Kenny Gomez, one of the teenagers on the ball club. He played in 16 games with the Florida Complex League Astros last summer, pardon me. A top 30 prospect in the Astros farm system at the end of the 2023 season, but with some of the recent additions, didn't carry over for 24. Ground ball left side, played by the shifted Gonzalez. Third baseman makes the play over at first. And Kenny Gomez goes to a 2-for-4 on the night. Oliver Carrillo 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts and a double play ball. He swings and rockets one out into center. This is playable for Mateo. Center fielder drifting underneath, reaches up above the ball cap and makes the catch. Carrillo remains the only batter not to reach base tonight. The Woodpeckers starting 9-0-4. Now it's Wander Luciano, a single and a two-run double. Big night in the heart of the order. Fourth at bat, he takes a slider off the outside. Yanked that double down the left field line in the fourth inning. Drove home both Alberto Hernandez and Kenny Gomez. Swings on an inside pitch, got tied up a bit. 93-mile-per-hour offering. Owen Stevenson looking to complete his second full inning of work. Draws the foul ball straight backwards on a fastball, and it's 1-2. Here it comes. Was early, but just got the end of the bat on it. Luciano keeps the count alive. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Off the plate away. Two balls and two strikes. Break even to Luciano, runs in on him and just barely grazed the inner part of the handle. Winner of tonight's game goes to 3-1 and will remain in first place in the League South Division. Fayetteville entering today tied with Augusta, Charleston, well, of course themselves, all 3-1, tipped off the glove. Meanwhile, you had the other three South Division teams going 1-2 over the opening weekend. They're all a game back. Oddly enough, every North Division series, all three of them opening weekend, ended in a 3-0 sweep. Here's the 2-2 again. Luciano finally goes down with a wave. First 1-2-3 inning for Charleston pitching tonight. Fayetteville goes quietly in the sixth, and they lead 6-2 on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Fans, it's time for the Budweiser Zero last call for any alcohol. Alcohol purchases at our concession stands will be cut off at the start of the eighth inning. Last call. Last call for alcohol. All right, fans, take a look up at the video board for the Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle. Will it be wallet number one, two, or three?
let us know. Is it one, two, or three? I can't hear you. If you guess Capital One Venture card number one, you're correct. Capital One cardholders. To take advantage of great cardholder benefits, visit MLB.com/Capital One. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Sandy Mejia. Leading off the top of the seventh inning for the River Dogs, the catcher, number 19, Brian Brecker.
Charleston able to chip away with two in the top of the sixth. The Woodpeckers still up by four. 6-2 onto the final third of our ball game. At Dallas Peguero, he was the final out of the sixth inning. It's Brian Brecker leading off the seventh, and he takes a strike from Sandy Mejia. Second inning for Mejia out of the bullpen. He gave up a home run and the RBI ground out in the sixth. Here's the 0-1. Brecker cuts through a slider. Quickly ahead 0-2 on the Charleston 9-hitter. The catcher, Brecker, 0-for-1 with a strikeout and a walk. Mejia shakes off a sign, now has the one he wants from Bush. The wind in the 0-2. Low and inside, missed with a changeup. Give you some score updates from around the Carolina League tonight. We mentioned Fayetteville in a early season tie atop the South Division with Charleston and Augusta. We'll let you know what the Green Jackets are up to tonight. Here's the 1-2 winding pitch. A little bit high. Two balls and two strikes. Get you some Astros affiliate scores as well. You look at the high A Asheville Tourist roster, and it's pretty much the entire Woodpeckers roster from 23. This roster is very new. 2-2. Got him swinging. High fastball up above the zone. Brian Brecker strikes out for the second time. It is the ninth punch out for Fayetteville pitching tonight. There's 23 new players on the Woodpeckers opening day roster going back to Friday that are making their single-A debut. Only six returners at the time. 24 now if you include Alonzo Treadwell, who will pitch on Friday. Here's the pitch home to Santana. He turns away at a low curveball. Back to the top of the Charleston order. Third time through. And here's the 1-0, cut and a miss. Augusta does trail tonight. They are on the road in Kannapolis, North Carolina, and they're down to the Cannonballers 3-0 in the top of the seventh. Foul tipped into the mitt. Mejia gets ahead with the 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-2. The Woodpecker win tonight. Augusta loss would put them in sole possession of first place very early on, four games through. 1-2 pitch. Got him swinging. Challenge fastball on back-to-back pitches, and now Mejia starting to settle in. Two outs, nobody on base. Here in the top of the seventh, Woodpeckers lead 6-2. It's Ricardo Gonzalez in his fourth plate appearance. Here's the pitch home, and it's low in the dirt. I think I said misspoke a moment ago. It's the fourth time through the lineup here. Fourth plate appearances for the top three. Gonzalez at the plate, Morgan on deck, Mateo in the hole. Gonzalez hit the solo home run off of Mejia that led off the sixth. His first homer of the year. Pitch shorts the plate, skipped over Bush and smoked the home plate umpire, Dylan Reeves, in the mask. Also around the league tonight, a blowout in Lynchburg. Fredericksburg is up 12-2 over the Hillcats. Fayetteville will see Fredericksburg next week in a six-game road series. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Popped up behind home and onto the roof. Fredericksburg with 12 runs on 12 hits tonight. Lynchburg has committed 6 errors. So it's been brutal on that front, but the Frednats look like they'll be 4-0, undefeated by the end of the night. After the foul ball, a 2-1 pitch. Fastball pops the mitt for strike two. Sandy Mejia, after that long sixth where he had to face 7 batters, gave up a pair of runs, now a strike away from striking out the side in order. Starts his motion, the 2-2. Took something off, a changeup lifted foul and towards the train tracks. Out of play, the count remains even. Mudcats do not have a run tonight. They're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Down East leading 3-0 over the Brewers affiliate. Both of those teams 3-0. 3-2 pitch, tapped foul. The 2-2 pitch remains even on Gonzalez. Down East, if they can hold on 6 more outs, they will be 4-0 to begin the year. Another 2-2 from Mejia to Gonzalez, and a fly ball put well into the air. Gomez back on it, squares his shoulders, and makes the catch before the warning track. Nice bounce back, 1-2-3 inning for Sandy Mejia. The Woodpeckers lead 6-2 in the home opener, and it's time to stretch for the first time in 2024.
Fans, please direct your attention to the field, and we ask that you please remove your caps for a special performance of God Bless America by the 82nd Airborne Division All-American Chorus.
Love me.
God bless America.
Airborne Division All-American Chorus.
You ready? We have time?
Yeah. It's time for the seventh inning stretch. Get on your feet and help us sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Sing a little louder. I so it's Root Packers. Say it loud. At the old. Atta boy, Packers. Atta boy.
There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough,
this River Dogs pitching change is brought to you by the North Carolina Education Lottery. Now pitching for the River Dogs, number 30, Herlene Rosario. Leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 13, Wainer Luciano.
Wainer Luciano leads off the inning and gets smoked. This is rather Xavier Cassarella. He gets a hit in the back of the helmet with an errant fastball from the new Charleston reliever, Herlene Rosario. Cassarella, good sign, quickly gets back up to his feet after he gets his bell rung. Team athletic trainer Kylie Gilbert heads out there to make sure he's okay. And Cassarella able to shake it off. So quite the way to enter a ball game. Herlene Rosario puts Cassarella on, and Gilbert will make sure that everything is okay and that he can see how many fingers she's putting up, and good to carry on. First hit batter in this game for either side. Alejandro Nunez now hits with a runner on. 6-2 Fayetteville as Rosario fires and misses outside. Rosario in his second appearance for the River Dogs this season. He picked up a save on opening weekend, throwing a scoreless ninth and picking up a couple of strikeouts down and away to Nunez, 2-0. And right now, Rosario, first three pitches, nowhere near the strike zone. Rosario grabbed the save on opening night. That was at home against Kannapolis in the win. 2-0 pitch. Way outside again. Rosario shaking his head, displeased with the way it's coming out of the hand right now. Pitched with the Florida Complex Rays for part of last summer and was called up to Charleston to make his debut on July 15th. Fastball settles in for a strike at 92 miles an hour. So he pitched the back half of the summer with the River Dogs, and Rosario finished the year in single-A. Really good, 1-0 with a 1.93 ERA in 13 games. Pitch outside, and that's ball four to Nunez. Two on with nobody out, the hit batsman and now the walk. Chance to drive in some run support for Chase Jaworski. Jaworski is 0 for 2, reached on a walk and scored in the second inning. Since then, he's grounded out twice, once practically right on top of home plate to the catcher. Swings early at an off-speed pitch. Starts the count 0-1. This is the 34th career game for Rosario and his 15th career game in single-A. The 0-1. Delivered for a strike, 83 mile per hour changeup floating right over the middle. Jaworski calls for time and steps out. Recorded three saves and three opportunities last year for Charleston. The 0-2 coming home, and Jaworski fouls it at the plate. Obviously not a save spot here, but when he has been asked to work a closer role, he's been pretty efficient, 4-for-5. There is one tied game tonight in the Carolina League, Salem and Delmarva. And Salisbury, Maryland on the Delmarva Peninsula, the Red Sox and Shorebirds are tied at 2-for-5. Jaworski cuts late at a changeup, might have been guessing something else. And it's his first strikeout of the night, first out of the seventh inning. Neil Morrow Choa Jr. stands into the right side, 0-for-1 with a couple of walks and a pop out. First and second with one out. The first pitch misses low. One ball and no strikes. The other game is in Columbia, South Carolina. Myrtle Beach leads 4-2 in the top of the fifth. Woodpeckers just got done with the Pelicans on Sunday. Foul tipped into the glove, and it's 1-1 on Ochoa. Ochoa played 12 games last year with the Florida Complex League Astros after being drafted and hit three home runs over that stretch, drove in nine, swings on a breaking ball. It's tipped off of the glove of the pitcher, backed up by Colmenares. He won't have a play. Everybody is safe. A one-hopper right back to the mound. Rosario tried to field it up above his head, and it clipped right off the top of his glove. Third time that the Woodpeckers have loaded the bases tonight. And Alberto Hernandez is once again hitting in a bases loaded spot. He drew a walk with the bags loaded back in the second inning. So it's been a big run producing type of night for the eight hitter. He always cherished those towards the bottom of the order. He swings over the top of a slider and gets to an even 1-1 count against the new reliever, Herlin Rosario. Hit a batter, walked a batter, and then bobbled the ball on the mound. Here's a line drive right back up the middle into center field. Home from third, Casarella. Nunez right behind him. Two-run base hit. It's 8-2 in the seventh. Hernandez comes through again with the bases loaded. His third RBIs of the night. Ochoa advancing up to second base on the play. First and second, one out now for Will Bush. Bush 1-for-3 with an RBI single. First pitch off the outside, ball one. Well, the Woodpeckers came into tonight averaging 7.3 runs a game with their two 10-run nights in Myrtle Beach. And again, averages deserve an asterisk at this stage of the year just with how few games there have been, but the Woodpeckers right on average tonight. Another big number in the run column. 8 runs on 8 hits. Bush in a 1-1 count. Rosario checks second, pitches, and goes off speed, misses outside. Here comes the 2-1 to Bush. Knee-high breaking ball in there for a called strike two. With six outs to get on the night defensively, the Woodpeckers lead it by six. Bush ready for the 2-2. Swings and misses, strikes out on a Rosario breaking ball. Overall, this has been the best night for the lineup so far in terms of limiting the strikeouts. They had no fewer than 13 over the weekend in Myrtle. Tonight, that's just their seventh. So it's their best night from a contact perspective. Kenny Gomez swings at the first pitch and puts it into right field on a line. They wave Nunez around the plate, rather Ochoa. He will score down to third. The throw goes, and Hernandez is safe sliding in. Now 9-2. Kenny Gomez on his third hit of the night picks up his second RBI. Fayetteville trying to put this thing out of reach late in game. A quick talk on the mound as Brecker makes it out there to talk to Rosario. Charleston has activated their bullpen once again. They've been forced to use four arms at this stage of the game in the series opener. They'd like to try and avoid going to a fifth here in the seventh inning. Oliver Carrillo still trying to reach base tonight, the only Woodpecker that has not been aboard. Up for a fifth time. Now 9-2 with two outs. Bluff down at first. The pitch drifts inside, and it's 1-0. Three different Fayetteville hitters have a multi-hit game at this stage as well. Carrillo early, snap throw up the first baseline, and Gomez scampers back in. Gomez has a three-hit game. Wander Luciano with a pair of hits, including a double. And Alejandro Nunez has struck for a pair of singles. Nine runs on nine hits. Runners at the corners. Spin and a throw over to first. They're really keeping tabs on Gomez right now, and it's 1-1. With the pickoff rule, it's become a little bit more important for those catchers to keep an eye on the base runners and try and circumnavigate the pickoff move by snapping those throws up the line. Here's the 1-1 home. And Carrillo early again over top of a changeup. One ball and two strikes. Eight batters have stepped to the plate. Three runs have come in. Gomez and Hernandez driving home the three. The 1-2, Gomez going to second, pitch is low, throw from a knee, one hops in, not in time. They hold the runner down at third, and Gomez successfully swipes second. That is a Ken's Contractor Services stolen base. Here's the pitch to Carrillo on a 2-2. He strikes out swinging. A slider beat him to the outside. The inning is over, but three runs come home. The Woodpeckers strand two. Tough frame for Rosario. They're up big at home. 9-2 as we head to the eighth on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
All right, fans, get ready to snuggle up. It's time for the Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. Don't need money, don't take fame, don't need no credit card, ride this train. Kiss Cam. Kiss Cam. That girl. Oh my. Kiss Cam. Next time you see the Kiss Cam. You'll be glad baby when you found that's the power makes the world around. Kiss Cam. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card. Kiss Cam. Strong in a sudden, it can be cruel sometimes. Back on the mound for the Woodpeckers, Sandy Mejia. Leading off the top of the eighth inning for the River Dogs, the first baseman, number 18, Trey Morgan.
Trey Morgan leads off the top of the eighth inning. We are broadcasting live tonight from the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth at Segra Stadium. Sandy Mejia pitches with a comfortable seven-run advantage, 9-2 after the Woodpeckers add three more in the bottom of the seventh. Morgan 1-for-3 with a single and a run in the sixth. That was the only frame where Charleston could get much going. A leadoff home run by Gonzalez, and then the RBI ground out later on for Myers that brought in Morgan. Swung through a high fastball. Mejia settled in with a 1-2-3 seventh. Now in his third inning of work, the 1-1 pitch. Low in the dirt, and it hits Will Bush square in the shin guard and ricochets up the line. Two balls and one strike. We'll get into some of the Astros' affiliate scores in this eighth inning. I'll let you know what the Taurus, the Corpus Christi Hooks, and Sugar Land Space Cowboys are doing tonight. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Fastball pops the mitt, low and away, just missed the zone. And it's three balls and one strike. The tourists on the road, they're up in Brooklyn, New York, taking on the Cyclones, the New York Mets affiliate. Morgan puts it in the air, deep but foul down the left field side. The tourists went 2-1 on opening weekend at home, took the series against the Winston-Salem State Dash. Tonight they trail 2-0 in the top of the sixth. A little bit of a pitcher battle in New York. 50th pitch of the night for Mejia is a 3-2 to Morgan. And it misses inside for ball four. Morgan draws the walk. Leadoff base runner for Charleston. Just the third time they've managed that in the ballgame. And now here's Angel Mateo. Mateo 0-for-3, still trying to get aboard. The cleanup hitter has struck out twice and popped out to the catcher. Righty, ready, and it's low and away. A slider missed. One ball and no strikes. The tourists gave the ball to A.J. Bloss tonight, third-round pick for the Astros last year. He went four innings and struck out five. Only gave up one earned run, two total, due to a fielding error. High pitch draws the swing, and it's two balls and a strike. Offensively, not much going for the Taurus, just four hits in the game. Bryce Matthews has a hit, so do Colin Price, Paz Ferreras, and Ryan Johnson. Next pitch down low below the zone, got a chase out of Mateo, and it's 2-2. Three strikeouts and two walks so far for Mejia. Takes a check down to first where Morgan has a short lead. Mejia fires. And got him. Breaking ball down and outside. Mateo went fishing. And he strikes out for a third time. The 11th strikeout in the game for Angel Mateo. One out, runner at first. 9-2 Woodpeckers. And here is Rodelis Martinez. First pitch to the lefty, Martinez. Steps into a fastball, didn't swing though, and takes the strike. Corpus Christi early on tonight on the road. They're in Frisco, Texas, taking on the Rough Riders, Texas Rangers affiliate. And the Hooks lead 3-2 in the bottom of the third. Here's the 0-1. Low in the dirt, gathered in by Smith. Bush. And it's 1-1 on Martinez. Tonight for the Hooks, RBIs coming from Miguel Palma, the catcher, 1-for-2 with a two-run double. And Jacob Melton, the number one overall prospect in the organization. It's also driven in a run on a bases-loaded walk. 1-1 off the end of the bat, sidewinding towards third and right into the hands of Sean Smedley, the Charleston manager coaching third base. Corpus Christi still looking for their first win of the season. They started their year 0-3 on opening weekend. And the AAA Sugarland Space Cowboys in the Pacific Coast League are on the road in Albuquerque, New Mexico against the Isotopes, the AAA affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. One ball and two strikes. Sandy Mejia peeks over to first. Morgan has not been a threat to run. Very short leads over there. And a fastball was awful close, but just missed. Bullpen starting to stir out in left field for the Woodpeckers. A little bit of stretching going on. Nobody throwing just yet. But this will be the 60th pitch of the night for Mejia as he tries to work through a third inning. Two balls and two strikes on Martinez. A double for him back in the sixth against Mejia. Checks his swing. Did he go too far? They appeal. He did. Ball kicks away from Bush. It's an automatic out. First base was occupied. The runner cannot advance in that situation. And there will be two outs with a runner on second base. Trey Morgan broke for second base the moment that pitch was down in the dirt. And it's one of the situations you see batters get confused with more often than not. Drop third strike, that runner at first vacates, but they still run up the line with less than two outs. In a two-out spot, the runner can go there. Colmenares stands in. Now 60 pitches on the night for Mejia. Colmenares 0-for-2 with a walk. That pitch down to the dirt and goes way off to the left of Bush. He has to chase it all the way down towards the on-deck circle. And Trey Morgan gets a free pass down to third base on the wild pitch. No score in that Sugar Land game, by the way. The 5-4 Space Cowboys do have the bases loaded, though, in the top of the first inning. And just one out, so looking to put together an early rally. Here's the pitch home. Line drive, that's seared up the middle and into center field. RBI single for Carlos Colmenares. Cuts this to a 6-run game now, 9-3. That ball left the bat at 103 miles per hour. Now it's Noah Myers. Myers stands into the left side and Mejia peers over the shoulder. Here it comes, first pitch. Fastball close, but a little bit low. Albuquerque is known as one of those pinball baseball ballparks. It's an elevation. They have a center field wall, I think that's about 420 feet. You still have scores like 21-17 in Albuquerque pretty often. And they actually have a hill in center field. They're the only professional ballpark that still has an obstacle on their field, kind of like the Astros used to have in the early 2000s. Two balls and no strikes. Here's the pitch, and a changeup misses outside. I am all for bringing back hills in Major League Baseball, though. I always thought that was one of the coolest parts of any big league ballpark. Fastball down and inside on Noah Myers. And that's ball four. Myers gets to walk, 2-1 with two outs. Dallas Peguero is scheduled to hit. The Fayetteville bullpen has come alive. A right-hander is starting to throw with Mejia sitting at 66 pitches. Peguero is 1-for-3 tonight. Force at all bases with two outs. Mejia with a long pause, his delivery. A foul tip back into the screen. In Major League Baseball tonight, the Houston Astros are in Kansas City. And they lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth at Kauffman Stadium against the young and fun Kansas City Royals, who are 6-4 on the year with their star shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Curveball drops in, and Will Bush frames it there for the umpire and didn't get the call. Hear from the crowd what they thought about that one. Ricky Rivera clapping his hands a little bit. Six-run game, not going to get too vocal right now as Mejia throws the 1-1 and fastball misses up and in. Houston and Yordan Alvarez, they got an RBI out of him tonight. And Yiner Diaz, former Woodpecker, drove in a run on a ground out. 70th pitch of the game, 2-1, lifted over our heads and out of play. Two balls and two strikes. Mejia a strike away from escaping the eighth. In the home half, it'll be Luciano, the only batter not to hit in the seventh inning. Casarella and Nunez, 3-4-5, heart of the order. 2-2 with two on and two outs. He struck him out swinging. Mejia put a 91-mile-per-hour fastball by him. 13th strikeout on the game for Fayetteville pitching. Mejia's night likely done. The River Dogs score one, strand two on one hit, and we're heading to the bottom of the eighth. Fayetteville leading 9-3.
On a bird. Let's go down to T. Bright, who's down on the dugout with our contestant. Take it away, T.
All right, I'm here with Michael. Mike. You ready?
Mic check.
Okay, here we go. Bird or not a bird, and you guys can help him out, okay? So we're going to look at these choices, and you're going to let us know if it's a bird or not. Real simple, easy peasy, okay? Bunker. Is Bunker a bird? Okay, they think Bunker is a bird. What do you think?
I'm not sure. I might just wing it. I think he's a bird.
All right, cut the check. All right, there we go. He's a bird. Next. What we got next? A Casarella? I don't even know what that is. Is that a bird? It's a play on our team. Oh, my bad. They said not a bird.
Not a bird. What is, how do you even pronounce
that? Not a bird. That? It's a player on our team is what they said. But here we go. Okay, a tufted tit mouse.
I'm not sure. I think it is one.
He thinks the bird. Is he right? Yeah! Mike. He got it. Let's give it up for Michael, everybody. Great job. Thank you.
Back on the mound for the River Dogs. Carlene Rosario. Leading off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers, the third baseman, number 13, Wayner Luciano.
Wayner Luciano leads off the bottom of the eighth inning for the Woodpeckers and gets dusted off the plate on the first pitch from Carlene Rosario. And it's 1-0. Luciano has contributed to the nine runs tonight. Fayetteville in front 9-2. A two-run double for the third baseman back in the fourth inning. It hasn't been ticky-tack tonight. Three big innings accounting for the nine runs. Four in the second, two in the fourth, three in the seventh. Pitch off the inside of the plate. Three balls, no strikes. Rosario returns to the mound after facing eight batters and giving up three runs in the seventh. His 3-0. Green light for Luciano. He rips that ball into the four tops down the left field line. And that, again, is just another example of this Fayetteville team not sitting back and watching pitches when in a friendly count, whether it's 2-0, 3-0. That's a philosophy that Andrew Kresge must be talking to these guys about. Hey, you get a good pitch, you get something you can do damage with, and you let it fly. 3-1. Takes another hefty hack and pops it over the first base dugout and onto the roof of the Avex Club. We'll touch on a few other big league scores here in the bottom of the eighth inning, let you know what's going on around baseball tonight. Luciano got under a high breaking ball. It's popped up on the infield. All four fielders converging. It's the shortstop Santana controlling and making the catch. Now it's Xavier Cassarella. Brewers lead big in Cincinnati tonight, 9-3 over the Reds. Christian Yelich with a two-run double in that game. White Sox just 1-9 over their first 10 to begin the year. 7-5 lead over the Guardians in Cleveland. Cassarella takes up and outside, 92-mile-per-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Two-run home run for Josh Naylor in that game, although the Guardians trail. Yankees are shutting out the 1-10 Miami Marlins. 2-0 in the Bronx. That game's in the bottom of the sixth. Alex Verdugo hit a solo home run. Cassarella takes a high strike on the 1-0, levels the count. Blue Jays are holding the Mariners quiet, 5-0 in the bottom of the sixth. The 1-1, that is, on Cassarella, and he cuts through it. Two-strike count on Cassarella. A walk, a hit-by-pitch today. Got smoked in the back of the helmet his last time up. Pulls a ground ball straight up to short. Santana up with it. A step and a low throw to first. Morgan can't handle it. It wasn't all that difficult of a pick. It made it to Morgan on the fly. He had to stretch a little bit and couldn't bring it into the webbing of the first baseman's mitt. It'll go as an error. Second error of the game for the River Dogs. Tough way to take an E6 throwing error, because again, that's probably one that you trust your first baseman to gather in. Well struck line drive by Nunez, foul over to the right field rain tarp. And it's an 0-1 count. Now, Bo Bichette hit a two-run home run in that Blue Jays game. Meanwhile, the Atlanta Braves, they are holding the Mets scoreless, 5-0 midway through the fifth. Erlín Rosario just above the belt, peers to first, pitches. And Nunez out in front at a changeup. It's 0-2. Ozzie Albies with an RBI double tonight for the Braves. And Austin Riley with two RBI singles. Next pitch, Nunez fouls it between his feet. And the count stays where it is, 0-2. Now Rangers leading Texas 2-1 over the Athletics in the fourth. D-backs over the Rockies early 2-1 at the bottom of the first. And a few games have officially gone final. Here comes the 0-2 pitch again to Nunez. Down and inside. One ball and two strikes. Tigers beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh 5-3. The Tigers had to storm back in that game. They scored four runs in the top of the ninth inning when trailing 3-1 to win the game. Detroit, one of the impressive AL teams to start the year, 7-4. Pirates also a surprise in the NL at 9-3. And Nunez fans through an outside changeup. Ninth strikeout tonight for the Fayetteville lineup. Two gone in the eighth for Chase Jaworski with a runner over at first. Rosario should be out of the inning right now if not for the bobble at first base. And Cassarella's going to come out of the game right now. He's being pinch run for by, I believe this is Juan Santander coming off the bench. Cassarella limping a little bit down there in the dugout. He's being tailed by the trainer, Kylie Gilbert. You wonder if this stems at all from getting hit in the back of the head a couple of innings ago. Something to monitor as he checks out of the game. Big 9-3 lead, and Chase Jaworski at the plate for a fifth time. He takes a strike on the outside corner, and it's a one or rather, that's just off the plate, actually. 1-0, a ball. Orioles thumped the Red Sox tonight in Boston, 7-1, the final score there. Jaworski got fisted. Slow roller offset to the first base side of the mound. Gathered in by Rosario. His flip to first in time, and that ends the inning. Woodpeckers reach one on an error, but do not score them. Game remains a 9-3 Fayetteville lead on to the final inning. Three outs to get as the Woodpeckers try and grab the series opener when we return.
Get funky.
All right, fans, it's time for the dance cam. Show us your best moves.
One hop this time.
Let's go.
One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Get funky with it. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Five hops this time. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Right foot again. Left foot again. Right foot, let's stop. Left foot, let's stop. Freeze! Everybody clap your hands. Come on, y'all. Check it out, y'all. How low can you go? Can you go down low? All the way to the floor. How low can you go? Can you bring it to the top? Like it never, never stop. Can you bring it to the top? One hop. Right foot now. Left foot now, y'all. Cha-cha real smooth.
Fans, this Woodpeckers pitching change is brought to you by Black's Tire and Auto Service. Now pitching for the Woodpeckers, number 45, Kelly Austin.
Help me load the truck, already packed my bags.
Now playing first base for the Woodpeckers, number 50, Juan Santander.
The life I live is taking my soul. If you weren't sticking around, then I'd lose all hope.
Leading off the top of the ninth inning for the River Dogs. The catcher, number 19.
The Woodpeckers go to the bullpen for the final three outs. When it's time for a change, it's time to go to Black's Tire and Auto. Kelly Austin, the right-handed reliever, comes in behind Sandy Mejia, who went three innings. Also a defensive change. Juan Santander stays in the game defensively after pinch running and takes over at first for Xavier Casarella. Pitch missed outside. And they've got the video on the board, so they had to take a quick pause. And here's Brian Brecker taking the pitch low from Kelly Austin. A second appearance of the season for Austin. He came on in a firefighter role on opening night, inherited bases loaded, nobody out, and managed to get out of the inning. He would go on to pitch another scoreless frame when an inning and two-thirds scoreless with three strikeouts. Pumps in a strike to Brecker. Kelly Austin is an undrafted free agent signing by the Astros going back to last year, who pitched for the UCLA Bruins in the Pac-12. Fastball high. Austin made his pro debut last summer with just one quick appearance in the Florida Complex League. That was on August 8th. 3-1, and that pitch is outside. Austin gives up the walk. In many ways, though, I have to imagine that, you know, the real true debut, pro debut for Kelly probably felt like that bases loaded spot that he came into in Myrtle Beach. First time actually in front of fans as a pro. There were nearly 6,600 people in the ballpark that night. swinging a foul back. And then that was a pivotal part of the game. He came in behind the starter, Ethan Pecco, in the third inning and got out of that massive bases loaded jam and in a game where the Woodpeckers eventually won 10-3. Santana starts behind 0-1 with the foul ball. Tonight he's 1-for-4 with a single and a pair of strikeouts. Here's the 0-1. Swings late on a 92-mile-per-hour fastball. Kelly Austin was a two-year member of the UCLA baseball program and actually reunites with his former college teammate Alonzo Treadwell. The 0-2 struck him out. Took something off with an 81-mile-per-hour changeup. 14th strikeout tonight for Fayetteville pitching. And there's one away in the ninth inning. Here's Ricardo Gonzalez, left-handed hitter who has homered today. Fastball in there, strike one. Gonzalez clubbed a solo shot over the right field wall in the sixth inning up against Sandy Mejia. Give you Mejia's final line here as well as he departs the game. The 0-1. Tipped. And in and out of the glove of Bush for strike two. Mejia completes three innings. Probably going to come away with the win tonight as well as he pitched three behind the starter, Drew. Only went 4 2/3. For Mejia, 4 hits, 3 runs all earned. 3 walks, and he also struck out 7. Like the starter, Derek Drew. The 0-2 pitch is lined foul into the screen. Remains 0-2. On Ricardo Gonzalez. Austin had a really nice final year in the Pac-12 in 23, an all-Pac-12 player as a senior. 0-2 pitch. Gonzalez thought about it and stayed off a high and away fastball. 1-2-0. 9-7 overall record as a Bruin across his career. He struck out 178 batters and over 100 as a senior. The 1-2 pitch. Little early, reaching at a curveball and just got enough of it. Quick turnaround for tomorrow's 11:05 game. It's Education Day in the building. And there will be about 4,000 screaming kids in the building ready for some baseball. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball over the middle for strike three. Comes down to Trey Morgan tonight. Woodpeckers an out away from securing the season opener. The series opener, that is. And there's a strike one fastball on Morgan. Runner on the go. Morgan swings and lifts this pitch along the left field line. Nunez tracking towards the stripe, camps underneath, and that's the ball game. A Woodpeckers winner in the home opener. The fans return to Segra Stadium in 2024, and they enjoy a lopsided victory. 9-3, the final score tonight. The Woodpeckers hold it nearly the entire way after taking the lead in the second inning, and it's high fives on the middle of the diamond for the first time in 24. A great environment tonight in the home opener. The fans are sticking around for a post-game fireworks show. And they enjoyed some good baseball tonight. Kelly Austin closes it down. Mejia goes three. Emil Carcherinos and Derek True, the others, to combine for the win tonight. As Fayetteville goes to 3-1, Charleston falls to 2-2. And with an Augusta loss tonight, Fayetteville holds sole possession of first place going into tomorrow's Education Day. Our postgame coverage is coming up on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Stay tuned for that. We will have the final totals for one final time and get you set for tomorrow's pitching matchup as well, an 11:05 daytime game. Game two of the series between the Woodpeckers and the River Dogs. Fayetteville takes the opener, 9-3, the final score in Fayetteville tonight. Postgame show coming up next. Thanks for being with us on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network.
Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, money, better get your mud right. We come together holding hands and holler mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like night.
All we do is win.
You riding the what? Cause we riding the night. Now you riding with me cause you wasn't riding
all
the
I
right.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody and they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Heat in the kitchen, pot on the stove, water getting boiled. Being so Snoopy in the hookie, system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up. Floss them up, toss them up, hard away, cross them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing the pressure up, bless you, bro. Don't mess with us. We like the U in the 80s. Back to back, set a track, hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track, want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this gin. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
It's time to wrap the action on the Woodpeckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back inside of Segra Stadium for the final time tonight in the Zara Law Firm broadcast booth. Andrew Chapman, thanking you once again for being a part of our play-by-play action tonight. The Woodpeckers start the 2024 home schedule on a high note with a 9-3 win over the Charleston River Dogs, the defending champs from a year ago. Now 3-1 over their first four games to begin the season. Fayetteville got it done with 9 hits today and some really good pitching from the get-go. Derek True in his single-A debut went 4 2/3. He set down the first 9 batters he faced, struck out 7, fell just 1 out short of a winning decision. The bullpen took over in the fifth. Emil Carcherinos got the final out. Sandy Mejia went 3 innings to earn the win tonight, and Kelly Austin closed it down with a really solid 9th inning, walking 1, striking out 2. We'll turn the crowd microphone down for you here a little bit as the fans get ready to enjoy a fireworks show here inside of Segra Stadium. The River Dogs tonight managed 3 runs on 7 hits, and they also committed 3 fielding errors along the way as well. Big offensive performers in this one. Got to tip your cap to Kenny Gomez. He had a three-hit night, first in his single-A career, including an RBI single that came in the seventh inning. Wander Luciano accounted for the two runs in the fourth. He had a two-run double. And Alberto Hernandez, with the bases loaded in the seventh inning, drove in a pair of runs with a line drive to center field. He also walked with the bases loaded in the second inning, had a big night, going 1-for-2 with three RBIs and two runs scored. Alberto Hernandez, one of the stars of the game today. And on the mound, as mentioned, really solid night for Derek True. And this one, deserving of a win, falls just one out short, though, and strikes out seven in a pretty dominating effort. Final time of game tonight at Segres Stadium, 2 hours and 59 minutes. And final attendance numbers still trickling in at this stage, but just eyeballing it, probably close to 4,000 in attendance tonight. Opening day at home, that is, and Fayetteville goes to 3-1. Augusta lost tonight, so they take sole possession of first place going into tomorrow. It is a very quick turnaround. In about 14 hours from now, we'll be playing baseball once again. We've got Education Day on tap for tomorrow, 11:05 first pitch. And for the Woodpeckers, they will be debuting right-hander Ramy Rodriguez. Rodriguez gets the go for the Woodpeckers. He is a right-hander originally from Puerto Plata, the Dominican Republic. Opposite him is right-hander Andrew Lindsay for the River Dogs, a New Johnsonville, Tennessee native and former Tennessee Vol. He gets the ball tomorrow in his first game of the season. 11:05 first pitch, and we'll be on the air bright and early with you. 10:55 for the Woodpeckers pregame show, getting you set for game two of the series. Our final line scores for one final time tonight. 3 runs, 7 hits, and 3 errors for Charleston as they fall to 2-2. Suffering the loss today for the River Dogs is going to be their starter, TJ Nichols, who gave up 4 runs in that second inning. For the Woodpeckers, 9 runs, 9 hits, and 1 error. The win for them goes to Sandy Mejia with his 3 innings and 7 strikeouts out of the bullpen. Final time of game again, 2:59. And final attendance around 3,500 or so, although no final number coming into the booth for us at this time. A big thanks to all of our listeners tuning in tonight live on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. A reminder, you can catch all home games on MILB.TV as well in HD video quality if you can't make it to the park. And you can listen to the Woodpeckers when we're on the road. FayettevilleWoodpeckers.com and the MILB app going to be your home for the online radio as we travel with the team all season long. I'm Andrew Chapman signing off in Fayetteville, where the Woodpeckers get it done in the opener, 9-3 over the Charleston River Dogs. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, 10:55 pregame show and 11:05 first pitch. It's a Woodpeckers winner. Until tomorrow, we say so long from Segres Stadium. Have a great rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. This has been Woodpeckers Baseball on the Woodpeckers Broadcast Network. Good night.